Yeah.
Motherfucker, turn the lights off. This is how a killer gets the back off. You don't wanna act up. Guarantee we will stack up. When I get the mic, I will act up. You should just blast off. Motherfucker, turn the lights off. This is how a killer gets the back off. You don't wanna act up. Guarantee we will stack up. When I get the mic, I will act up. This is like an exorcist.
This is like an extra to me for the tenderness. I'm dropping all these bombs, no terrorist. I think I need a therapist. Maybe that'll leave. Or better yet, I'll find a doctor to replace my brain. I'm sick with it, I got a nasty ass throat. And all you really got is just a nasty ass hoe. And all she really got is just a fucking attitude. So when you try to tell her something, she's just snapping back at you. So bounce, bitch, it's the brass knuckle dawn. I'll cook your ass for lunch without a fucking apron on. I'll invite your family, but I won't tell them you're gone. So when they show up at the door, they'll be like, where the fuck's my mom? Oh shit, I probably should've thought of this. Motherfucker, turn the lights off. This is how a killer gets, so back off. You don't wanna act tough. Guarantee we will stack up. When I got the mic, I will act up. You should just blast off. Motherfucker, turn the lights off. This is how a killer gets, so back off. You don't wanna act tough. Guarantee we will stack up. When I got the mic, I will act up.
Blast off. Three puffs to the Deemsters. Never find you Jimmy Hoffa, call the Teamsters. Fuck an Asian hoe, drop her off at the cleaners. I don't even rap a time, hit me for a feature. Yeah, you broke, eating out of cans. Wouldn't touch your bitch, but I see your only fans. Business steady growing and he don't have any plans. I'm just chilling, writing this while I'm watering my plants. Hit the torch, watch the pearl spin. Touch the bang and smell the burnt skin. I'm the champ, it's an easy win. Refs not looking, hit him with the belt and the pin.
Blast off. Yo, 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 what's good? You fucking pieces of trash. Dabbing Aladdin Podcast, episode 222. I'm here with Nesto. What's popping, my guy?
What's the word, Big Bird? How you living?
I'm good, dude. I'm good. Just fucking maintaining, man. The fucking sauna is back open at the gym. It is like,
yeah,
seriously
must be really happy about that.
A fucking miracle, dude. I'm so happy. I literally went in the sauna, dude, and I fucking said a prayer to God to please never let the chinks take it away from me again. And while I was doing that, there was a fucking Chinese guy outside the sauna with a fucking mask on, talking in Chinese on the phone. And I was like, he's definitely telling them right now, like, oh, he's in the sauna now with a new variant. He can't be in the sauna. He get too strong. I know for a fact that's what he was fucking saying. But, yeah, dude, the sauna, I fucking need it. The gym, I fucking need it. It's fucking back. I'm fucking happy, dude. Like, dude, the pandemic's fucking rough, man. Like,
it has been real rough.
Yeah, dude. Like, shit fucked me up, man. Like, fucking, I've been seeing everybody post about, like, mental health now. And, like even Lil Wayne, like, posted, like, three videos yesterday about, like, mental health and how he, like, tried to kill himself and shit. And, like, I've never tried to kill myself or even really thought about killing myself, but I definitely thought of killing other people. And, like, that's really what I would do if I was going to fucking let the aggression go anywhere. And fucking in May, I ended up in the fucking loony bin. I didn't know if I should talk about it on here or not. A, because I am, like, if I say the name of, like, a group of different people, I could get arrested again, brought back to the loony bin. So, like, I'm basically trying to help people here with, like, mental issues, but without getting myself in trouble. So I'm going to try to, like, help you guys the best I can. But just know,
mental health is tricky, Joe.
Yeah, dude. But here's the thing is, like, Yeah, dude. Like, dude, I've been to the loony bin before. I was in the loony bin in 2012 because I fucking thought the world was ending, and I took a bunch of acid, and I was like, well, this is the end, so, like, let's fucking rage. Ended up in the loony bin then, and then now I was just doing a bunch of fucking mushrooms, and it's the fucking pandemic. But, like, honestly, fucking try to save America, and nobody could ever fucking tell me I was wrong. And if you tell me I'm wrong, then you're not a fucking patriot. Like, I'm... Basically, I don't want to get myself in, like, any more trouble than I've already gotten myself into. But, like, long story short, fucking, I was invited to a wedding, and one of the fucking people getting married is literally has family that's in the fucking Chinese government. And it, I know for a fact that they're connected to the Chinese government, and that there's Chinese government people going to be at this fucking wedding. And obviously, I'm not the most fucking sane person in the fucking world. You probably would know that if you've listened to me for more than, like, 5 minutes ever. And I value my freedoms. I value fucking living in America. And I don't like things getting fucking taken away from me. So you fucking lock me inside for a year and a half, and you take away everything from me. And then you fucking give me mushrooms and want me to sit in my apartment and think about the universe. And all I can think about is how the whole world is fucking destroyed because of China. And you want me to come to your fucking chink fest. And, like, so I just basically threatened to murder everybody at the wedding. And if you're not allowed to do that, I'm sorry. I thought this was America, and I thought you're supposed to fucking defend the country. So I was trying to fucking save everybody. Really, I deserve, like, a fucking medal. The cops fucking came to get me to take me to the fucking loony bin. I thought the cops were taking me to kill a bunch of Chinese people, and then we were going to have a speech, and everybody was going to thank me for not having to wear masks anymore. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Well, and that's where the disassociation from reality comes in.
Yeah.
We've had this conversation in private. We'll have it on the podcast, too. You can't blame an entire people for the actions of a few of their
government. Yeah, but they
government.
Have connections to the Chinese government, and it was a Chinese bioweapon that destroyed the world. And then you invite me to go be
was
around
it, was it
these
a Chinese
people.
Was it a Chinese bioweapon, or was it a lab leak?
Most likely, dude.
A little bit of both.
Either way, it came from fucking China. Either way, it came from Wuhan, China, and there's people at this fucking event that are probably from fucking Wuhan, China, and there's just no way that's going to fucking fly with me, like, ever, dude. Like, dude, I can't even explain the rage I was feeling. Like, I was literally trying to save the country, dude. I was like, the world is in my hands right now. Like, I was thinking in my mind that, like, China's probably already captured most of America. And now we're, like, in this small part, and, like, these people don't know that people know they're in the government, but I do. And this is obviously a job for Dab and Aladdin, and I obviously need to threaten all these people's lives. That's what I assume. And no one ever told me I was wrong at the loony bin. Nobody ever told me that
the people at the loony bin are supposed to tell you you're wrong, like the people that work there, not the people that are also there getting worked on.
They didn't. They had a fucking pregnant Chinese bitch come in. They had a pregnant Chinese bitch come in and tell me I need to stop smoking so much weed. And what I wanted to say is, bitch, I will fucking rip that baby out of your stomach and kill it in front of you before I stop smoking weed. But I didn't say that.
There is something.
Because if I did,
you thought it.
Yeah, I did.
There is something seriously wrong with you, my friend. Sometimes you be wilding.
I'm trying to save America, dude. Donald Trump 2024 Save America campaign, dude. I was trying to kick it off. I was like, this is how we're gonna kick off the Save America tour. We gotta fucking kill these chinks.
I mean, that's terrible. Saving America is going to take a lot more than that. The best way to save it is to control alt delete the bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking to have, like, a red wedding where me and the cops roll into this fucking Chinese wedding and just start fucking killing these chinks for ruining America. And then, like, one of the cops, like, has his knee on like a Chinese guy's neck, and then I have like a timer going, and I'm like, George Floyd lasted 8 minutes. Can you beat 8 minutes? And he's like, like dying and shit.
Jesus Christ,
and then like
Joe.
Me and the cops are like high fiving.
That's wild, Brody. That is,
dude.
That,
this is what in my mind.
Other shit.
This
bro.
Is what I was gonna. This is what I thought was gonna happen, dude. I fucking told them not to send me an invitation to the wedding. I was like, do not fucking send me an invitation. And they still fucking sent me an invitation. And I was like, there's probably fucking coronavirus on this, first of all. And now you've basically invited me to just try to murder everybody because that's what this is the invitation to me for. You fucking locked me inside for a fucking year and a half. And then you fucking want
okay,
me to fucking
so
come
can
to
I,
this shit.
Can I ask you a question?
I literally, it was
I,
literally Game of Thrones in my mind, dude. It was Game of Thrones in my mind. I was like, they want me to go
was
bend
the Asians
China
that
right
lo- was it the Chi- was it the Chinese that locked you in your house, or was it the Trump administration?
It was the goddamn
doing
liberals
it?
Trying to take down our president.
No, because your president there, he knew what he was doing. Then they got the COVID too. They got the shot too. Didn't tell nobody. No,
yeah,
it was
a fake shot.
That started the initial like lockdown thing. And then, like, all the, like, Charlie Baker is as Republican as it gets, and people want to call him a rhino, but that nigga's ignorant. That's just how you have to handle things.
Is Charlie like, Baker the governor of Massachusetts?
In. Sure is, and he's a Republican.
True. Then why did Massachusetts get so gay?
Because Massachusetts is Massachusetts, and it's on the forefront of revolutionary thinking. The whole reason that this country exists is because of the state of Massachusetts.
It like they always vote blue for the president, right? Like Massachusetts is always for the Democratic president, right?
Nine times out of ten, yes, with the exception of, I believe, Bush's second term, he beat Kerry or whoever he was running against.
Huh.
But I'm pretty sure Bush took Mass that year. It was like the first time in forever.
Yeah.
So it does happen. But, like, as far as the state goes, you had a Republican governor, just like, you know, there's a lot of states that had Republican governors that went into lockdown, too. And then you have states like Florida where, like, homeboy is like a Trump clone, and he's over here, like, threatening to not pay teachers in school districts for making kids wear masks in school when this nigga's got 25% of, like, all childhood COVID cases in his state, and he don't give a fuck. He's just trying to get his bag. And then you got the governor of Texas, who is very similar, and this nigga just got COVID today.
I he's saw that. I saw
right
a fucking
now, right
Bun
now,
B
gasping for
that.
Air. Yeah,
that's crazy.
So like,
dude, I might have COVID right now, dude, because fucking Aaron called me yesterday morning. Like, so like 2 days ago, I went over Aaron's house, and then yesterday morning, Aaron was like, dude. Like, I'm pretty sure I have COVID. I think my brother gave it to me. You were here. If you feel sick, fucking go get tested. And I felt like shit when I woke up yesterday, and I felt like shit when I woke up today. But I don't think – I mean, I might have COVID, but I've just basically been spending a lot of time in the sauna. I already lost 10 pounds this week just in fucking – or in the last week. I lost 10 pounds just from being in the sauna every day. Because the sauna's open, dude. The Chinese people, dude, this is literally what I was thinking in my head, dude. I'm like, they shut down everything, dude. They want me to get nice and fat and stop working out, and then they're going to fucking probably try to eat me at this wedding, dude. They eat monkey brains. You know that?
I mean, there's a lot of countries that eat monkey brains.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man. I really don't fucking trust Chinese people, dude. And I don't fucking trust China. And, yeah, I think we're just being fucking scared of them, dude. Like, it pisses me off that America is, like, has to be scared of someone and act like this. Like, I seriously feel like
okay,
they're
so
trying to take
know,
over
you,
our
you,
fucking
you
way of life, dude.
Hold on. Okay, so you haven't figured out what that is yet? It's a propaganda tool. America always needs an enemy. America always needs somebody. It's if it's not Russia, it's China. If it's not Russia, it's not China, it's the Taliban. If it's not Russia China.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Taliban, it's
and I'm just trying to keep
if
it on China,
four,
dude.
It's ISIS.
I'm sitting. I know
you're
dude.
Trying to keep we're, it on. Hold on. You're trying to keep it on China because you were moderately inconvenienced for a year and a half.
Yeah,
that's really what it is. You were inconvenienced because of your local government and the way that they handled things, that you're blaming an entire nation for.
It is their fault, though. It's the China virus.
It's not their fault.
It is.
I can't blame. You can't blame an entire population of 2-point-something billion people for like the fuck up of like six. You can't. That's like the whole world being like, oh, shit, America, y'all really, like, fucked up Afghanistan for 20 years, and then y'all niggas just left in with the bag. What was that about? You got all the opium and bounce? Bet. That's exactly what we did.
Yeah, also, dude, I don't like how it's about to get shifted back to fucking Arabs, dude, and I'm just trying to keep this on how Chinese people eat bats and ruin the world, because they fucking ruin the world, dude, and then now it's right back to Arabs, dude. Now it's right back to Arabs, dude. Now it's right back to Palestine, Afghanistan, Arabs are terrorists. Now I'm about to get crushed again, dude.
Welcome to America. This
yeah,
well,
we need to push this back on Chinese people, dude. Enough with the Middle East, dude. Biden
needs
to shut his fucking
mouth. You're trying to push it back. You're trying to push it back on China because you're Arab and you don't want to get attacked like the Asians are getting attacked or like your people got attacked during post-9/11.
Pretty much, dude. I'm trying to just move the tide in the other direction. I'm trying to start international Kick a Chinese Person Day. I'm trying to do whatever I can do to just keep the tide over on them. You know,
you can't really keep the tide on them when they're just as bad. Like. The people in China are fucking suffering just the same, if not worse.
Yeah, dude, they fucking kill Uyghurs over there, dude.
They kill everybody.
Eminem will be dead. It's true. Could ask about it. Look it up.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. They were trying to kick out black people because they tried to blame black people for the coronavirus.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. They already blamed them for AIDS when it was
right when COVID popped off. Like the Chinese government basically like put a bunch of black folk in concentration camps.
Damn. Really?
Yeah. So yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Those are probably fucking parties, dude.
China went off when they were trying their best to not take responsibility.
Yeah,
and
but it is their fault, dude. That's, like, my whole point is, like, I don't think that, like, what I did was, like, really
okay,
wrong.
So can I ask you a question? If China intentionally wanted to release a pathogen that would create chaos and destruction, do you think it would be, like, the souped-up flu?
Maybe it's just a test run, dude. Like, we're just at the beginning of this. Like, this is...
I mean,
be a dark
you're not wrong.
Few years, dude, if not future. Like, it's not gonna. This is to shift everything to like a whole new way of life. Where like I get like, you could say it's gonna be like health is like more important, but like not really, because it's not gonna be like they're not gonna be telling you to like exercise and be healthy. Now it's just gonna be like get a vaccine, eat this, do this. Like
Joe,
this is gonna be the future now.
There's a whole industry whose job is to get paid off of telling people to exercise and get healthy. The reality of it is Americans are lazy.
Like, right now,
Americans as a whole are lazy.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're trash.
So like, if the world is going to go to shit, it's going to be a lot more than... just health. Like everyone's worried about, it's the new liberal world order. No, it ain't that. The problem is,
now, dude,
and this is
it's
unfortunate.
The same
hold
people
on, wait,
that
I'm
always.
Gonna, I'm gonna say it, and it's gonna be a fuck, bro. Like, the unfortunate reality is, you don't get a lot of sleep. You smoke a lot of pot. You have a lot of right wing conspiracy theory friends and a lot of right wing conspiracy theory listening, like Alex Jones and things like that. So unfortunately, sometimes your head starts replaying these things and you start believing the things that you're hearing because it's easier. and these people are agreeable. Sometimes I know it's shock value, yeah. but at the same time, I think you also believe some of that shit too. And that's where it gets
well,
a little
I don't
spicy.
Know what to believe, dude. I don't believe the fucking news, man. Like, I seriously do
okay,
not
so
trust doctors
you,
at
you,
all, dude.
You not believing the news is a propaganda tool that worked on you.
Dude, why would
Trump's
I believe
entire,
the news,
wait,
dude?
Wait, I'm going to explain something to you. Entire campaign leading up to him becoming president, so call it a year and a half, was all about fake news, fake news, fake news, liberal media, this, that, and the third. His entire
right.
four-year term – wait, let me finish. His entire four-year term, liberal media, fake news, liberal media, fake news. How is he right when, like, it's a narcissistic slash dictator type attack? When you attack a populace and you get them not to believe the information that you're getting as valid but only trusting yours. Like, how many people were ready to go and drop this, give this dude bread to start his own news network?
I would watch.
So it, and that's the problem. Like, you, there was never a point. Like, sure, you want to call CNN liberal media? Bet I'll give you that. You want to call Fox News liberal? I'm gonna laugh at you. I'm gonna look you in the eye and tell you you're a fucking crybaby and shut the fuck up. Because that's exactly what that dude did. Anytime Fox News would say something about him that was negative, it wasn't sucking his dick, he'd be like, oh, it's fake news, don't believe him. Like, for fuck's sake, homeboy came out like a week ago and was like, oh, could you imagine if I was president during COVID?
Yeah, I mean,
my neck, you
were. probably would have been like Australia.
He actually said that, like, out of his words, during an interview, he was like, could you imagine if I was the president during COVID?
Who said that?
I'd be
Trump?
Handling it better. Trump said that. Out of his mouth.
I don't get
he's
it.
He's trying to gaslight. He's trying to make it seem like he had no responsibility for COVID. He didn't. That wasn't mine. That's all Biden's virus. That's not my virus. I didn't do anything with that. That wasn't around when I was here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, not trusting a doctor is foul. Why? You're
I
not
really
gonna
don't
trust
doctors,
who,
dude.
Wait, why don't you trust doctors?
I don't know, dude. I just don't fucking trust them, man. Like,
I have seen many, 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 many doctors because of my Lyme disease. And you know what? I might not have liked them, but I trusted their judgment because I'm not a doctor. I didn't spend it's just 20 years of my life in school to be a doctor. That was like, you go to the mechanic and he's like, hey, you need a new air filter. And it's this specific kind that's made for your Tesla. I know you don't need one, but hear me out. And you're like, nah, I got this Honda one I want you to put in there. But nah, my nigga, it won't work. It will work. Go ahead. You're not the doctor. You don't know what, like, these people have actually invested time into learning these things. That's why you have a lot of, like, headbutting, because when, especially in the medical community, especially around COVID, because unfortunately you got a lot of clout chasing doctors that want to be like, all right, I want the attention. I'm going to tell you it's not as bad as they're making it out to be. You sure? Because it is.
Yeah. It's not only COVID.
I know plenty of people that have died from COVID. Plenty.
I just know
sure
people
know
that
more.
Have gotten really fucked up by the vaccine, dude. That's all I know. I don't know anybody who's died of COVID. I just know that one of my good friends got the vaccine, and he's like completely healthy guy, dude. Like around my age, he's a fucking good guy, has kids, and he got the fucking vaccine, and he fucking was on the verge of having a heart attack and had to get rushed to the hospital. And then they were like, you're about to have a heart attack. Take this pill. He had to take some pills so he didn't have a heart attack. And then he was in the hospital for 3 days. And now he has to see a fucking lung specialist.
Yeah, because who's to say that there wasn't something wrong with him prior to getting the vaccine? Just because you say he's healthy, you don't know what's wrong with him.
I guess that's the same thing the other side says about COVid, though. That's the same exact thing the other side says about COVID.
The people that say that about COVID are the ones that haven't experienced the loss of COVID. They haven't experienced somebody dying from it. They haven't experienced somebody who had gotten it and recovered and still losing their hair because of it a year later.
People, you lose your hair because of COVID?
My mother's currently wearing a wig because half of her hair fell out after testing positive for COVID.
What?
It's actually
you don't think
that's
a fucking Chinese bioweapon?
No, you also got to think she had a compromised immune system to begin with.
Yeah. Like, what else does that, dude? That you said it was a souped-up flu before. If it's a souped-up, you don't lose your hair because of a souped-up flu. It's a fucking Chinese bioweapon, dude. It's like basically Chinese terrorism is essentially what it is.
Okay, so there's a lot of different side effects to COVID, like especially the long-term ones.
If the shit came out of Syria, dude, if the shit came out of Syria, it would be like these fucking Arabs impinged on our freedom, fucking terrorists.
Okay, so
because it's Chinese people, we have to be like, oh, okay.
I'm going to call it a buck. If it came out of Syria, niggas would be dead because they'd have released some actual fucking toxic and potent shit.
Yeah, my people don't fuck
around. Let's just call it what it is. If it was Syria, it'd have been like VX gas or like smallpox or something fucking super, we're just going to eradicate the world, not this fucked up monkey virus or bat virus or whatever the fuck they think you can. Whatever.
The chink virus. Let's call it what it is.
I can't call it the chink virus because the variant that we have now, that's 99% of all cases in this country, didn't actually come from China. It evolved from London.
Yes, from China. It came from Wuhan, went to London, and turned into that. And we're just going to keep going. It's going to be like the fucking shield thing I made to tell you. It's going to be like, you know, Sierra Hotel.
The Lambda variant is what's running right. The Lambda variant is the one I'm freaked out about. That shit's killing people left and right in India.
Is that also, do they also say that they're a shield? Or I say Lima.
Sierra Hotel,
India.
Echo, India, Lima, yeah.
COVID, Delta.
COVID.
They do say Delta, though. You just
they do say Delta.
You just can't tell me that it's not from China, A, and that, B, it's not a fucking Chinese bioweapon, and that it's not fucking chink terrorism, because that is what I see when I fucking look at it. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, I don't trust, I really don't think it's like Trump, the reason why, like, I don't fucking trust anything. Like, I think it's podcasts, the reason why I don't fucking trust anything, because I listen to, like, so many podcasts of, like, different people and, like, that say different things. But, like, I think, like, dude, like, my opinion on the whole thing is, like, when I was in elementary school, they taught me how to use Google. So, like, that was probably the best thing I ever learned in school, was in elementary school, when they taught us how to fucking use Google. And then my whole life, I've just fucking used Google. And then I think, like, they taught us in school, like, when you're writing a paper, what a good source is, what a bad source is. And you can just, like, look shit up online yourself. And, like, a lot of the shit, like,
but
know,
a lot of the shit you look up online isn't actual. How do you know that this? Because I could publish something on a website and it'll look real as shit. I can make a whole ass story about how I got anally raped by like transvestite lesbian fucking aliens.
Yeah.
And somebody somewhere is going to be like, oh my God, aliens. They did that. They did that to me in my acid dream.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like,
I mean, we've had people on the podcast call it in before. Some people get abducted by aliens. Some people threaten to kill a bunch of Chinese people. Mental health,
the biggest,
you know,
downfall
is
of humanity, to be completely honest with you, was making it so you had the world's information at your fingertips.
Yeah.
The internet has actually
done
more harm than good. Absolutely.
Dude, the internet has solved the Tower of Babel, dog. Babel, you know, the Babylon. Fucking, they tried, you know, they made all the different languages and people couldn't talk, whatever the story is. My drug dealer told me a long time ago, dude. But, yeah, dude, basically, it's kind of solved that because you can talk to people, like, all over the world and, like,
yeah,
you fucking...
the communication aspect is good. I like the communication aspect. The problem is you allowed people to just publish nonsense information that people take as gospel. Like, bro, did you hear about the guy? I think he was in Florida. He's one of them crazy QAnon niggas that killed his own son. You know why? Because he thought his son was one of the snake people. Google it.
Dude, like,
QAnon man
killed
son.
At least my shit, like, adds up. You know what I mean? Like, what I was really trying to save America, dude. I'm a goddamn patriot. Like, I am. You can't tell me I'm not a goddamn patriot after what I did, dude. They were on our land, on our home front, and I told them, get the fuck out of here. Go back to China. That's fucking patriotism, dude. That's like real
definitely
shit, dude.
Not
I did
the definition.
More,
that is not
I did
the definition
more than
of
the
patriotism.
QAnon shaman. I did more than the QAnon shaman. It's true. It's damn true.
I mean, I'm sure you did.
I did. It was great. It was pretty awesome, dude. I even attacked people who weren't even connected to that.
He was from California.
That,
he was from California. California dad kills his kid over QAnon serpent DNA conspiracy.
Pretty
yep,
wild.
Yep, because he read that on the internet. You see my point?
I don't know. So, dude, like, basically, like, this whole thing was, like, going on. And, like, while this was going on, I was just, like, losing my mind, walking around my apartment screaming that I need to go in the sauna because Chinese people are decreasing my mortality rate by not allowing me to go in the sauna. I'm like, dude, they're fucking, like, killing me slowly right now. And then I, like, if I went in the sauna at any point during that, it would have stopped, but the sauna was closed. And now the sauna's open. If it closes again, I might fucking commit a hate crime. But it's open right now. I literally said a prayer in there praying that it fucking stays open. And my theory is kind of like, you know, sauna, like, bakes the evil out of you. And, like, I just need to go in a sauna, and that's, like, enough to, like, bake the evil out of me. But, like, what Hitler knew is that... is a certain type of people need to go in a hotter oven for a little bit longer, you know?
I get what you're trying to say. I really do. It's just, it's hard for me to get on board with, like, the craziness that's out there as far as, like, internet and news reporting and things like that go. Like, we as a country have become so politicized in every single thing. Like, you got Republicans talking shit to Biden about Afghanistan like these niggas give a sugar frosted fuck about the sand people.
Yeah.
Because they don't.
Dude, I mean,
they
it is kind of hilarious, it is kind of like reverse psychology because now, like, all the fucking Trump people who were, like, you know, yelling bomb the whole Middle East, like, in 2001, those are all the Trump people. Now they're all like, what, Biden doesn't care about Arabs? And it's fucking hilarious. And it is pretty funny, dude. Like, honestly, like, the way I look at it, dude, is, like, the whole government is just kind of like a fucking soap opera. Because, like, none of us know what the fuck is actually going on. Like, dude, like, I don't know what it's like in Afghanistan. I don't know what it's like in Syria. I don't know what it's like in Palestine. I don't know what it's like anyway. I could go look it up on YouTube maybe, but, like, I don't feel like it. But, like, the point is like, unless I really, like, go there and you have somebody from there, like, explain to you, like, this is what's happening and they're killing us, like, because of this, like, you don't really know, like, what the fuck is the deal. And I don't think you're going to know what the fuck the deal is from watching CNN or Fox or anything, because they're just going to show you, like, the fucking ESPN Sports Center, like, highlights of people getting killed and bombed and shit.
They're going to show you the things that people that will enrage you. That's what it is. The entire media, be it like visual or social, is masters of outrage farming.
Yeah.
Because now, perfect example is this Afghanistan shit. You know what? Why the Trump people are so upset? Why the hardcore Republicans are upset? It's not because that these fucking that motherfuckers are clinging on to AC-130s and falling off thinking that they're playing fucking, what is it, Fortnite. It ain't that. They're mad because it makes the American military look bad. It's mad because all their good old boys that went over there to fight the war on terror died for nothing.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the sand people. It's because America doesn't look good. So that's where that outrage comes from. You have the people on the left that are actually outraged that, like, yeah, we bounced and left them holding a shit bag. We were never going to
leave them a bunch of fucking
place.
Weapons and bombs and shit.
Okay, so I need to be very clear about something, because that's something else that I'm seeing. I'm so glad I'm on a Facebook ban, because I know for a fact that I would have gotten on one because of this. The United States military does that. The United States military, doesn't matter where they go, they leave their equipment because it's cheaper to leave it and build a new one than it is to ship it back. That's how it's been forever. That's how it's been since fucking World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, Desert Storm, Iraq, Afghanistan.
That's why on my girlfriend's country they have jeepneys, dude. That's why in the Philippines, because it's old shit America just left there. So they were like, "Word, this is going to be our like taxis now." Dude, I'm trying to go to the Philippines at some point and do a fucking podcast from the Philippines, but I'm probably going to get shot by a motorcycle cop. Like, after 5 minutes of being there is my fear. We'll see.
We have too much. Everything's too politicized between religion and government and all the things in between.
Those videos of people falling off planes kind of was like fucking me up. I'm like, dude, that's like pretty sad. Like, why are they they must really not want to see what's going to happen next with the fucking Taliban there. You there?
Yeah, no, I heard you. The Taliban's not going to do anything different than they did the first time.
And what is it that they do? They don't really do anything bad, right? They just like throw gay people off roofs and tell women to shut the fuck up. Pretty fucking sweet, dude.
They also like rape 12-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, everybody.
My daughter's 12, bro. My daughter's 12, bro. Watch that ass shit. Like, nah. Like, all joke. I ain't kidding, bro. Like, nah. Like, fuck that. That ain't right.
No, that is fucked up. That is actually extremely fucked up. Well, I mean, they're not like. It's not here, you know what I mean? So people like, dude, that was my opinion on coronavirus at first, dude. Like, my girlfriend was telling me how, like, in China, it's all fucked and everything's closed and people are posting pictures. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's like fucking China, dude. Like, of course it's happening in China because they're fucking chinks. And, like, I'm not surprised. And then, like, it fucking came here and fucking, like, destroyed the whole country. And, dude, I'm not going to lie, like, I was talking about this with Sergio yesterday. I mean, I also don't want to incriminate myself in other ways on the show, but like this shit fucking hit the fan, dude, with fucking coronavirus. Like, I never like got a break, dude. Like, people were like blowing up my phone like all day trying to like meet up with me and shit. And I was like, I was honestly kind of scared meeting up with people. At a certain point, I was just like, well, like, if I fucking get coronavirus and die from giving someone weed, I'll just fucking die and be the fucking saint of weed because I was dying trying to fucking help people with fucking weed. You know what I mean? The healing of a nation, ganja. It's what I was fucking trying to do. And it was fucking stressful, man. Like, I really, like, this, like, it's not, like, part of me, dude, thinks that, like, this shit is like kind of just to like fuck with everybody's like minds, like that, like maybe America agreed to do this shit with China to like be like, yeah, like the world, they're all pussies. Let's all make them think they're going to die and just toughen them up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think it was a matter of making people think they were going to die, because people did still dying. It's not like, you know, I remember when everything first came out, we did a podcast, and, like, me and Tripp got into a beef because it was, like, everything's being labeled as a COVID death. That wasn't actually true.
It really wasn't. It wasn't actually true. It was a conspiracy theory that everybody pushed out and wanted to fucking say to make it seem like it wasn't a big deal because people were inconvenienced that they couldn't go get a haircut, they couldn't go to the gym, they couldn't do X, Y, and Z. And then the funny story was when things started opening back up, people went out and acted more of an asshole than they did before they went into lockdown.
Yeah. I mean, dude,
it's
not just like minor inconveniences. Like, it's kind of like, I know I'm not really one to be talking about like insensitivities, but like, it's kind of insensitive to be like, it's like minor inconveniences because like, I'm not going to lie, like, I have a fucking, a lot of anger problems. And like, what fucking literally stops me from like murdering people is like the fact that my gym is open 24 hours a day and I can go to my gym 24 hours a day. I can sit in the sauna and I can like think about things and like warm my body up, get the fucking heat shock proteins going, everything Joe Rogan talks about. And then I fucking go like box and I know I'm not going to get injured or the less chance of me getting injured because my body's all loose from the sauna. And then I do that. And then all of a sudden they're like, now the gym's not open. Now it's open, but like you can't go in this part, you can't go in that part. And like, it was just so aggravating to me, dude. Cause then like, you know what? Like, it was like, I'm fucking here. And like, it's like, you're just helpless, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I live in a fucking apartment. I'm trying to like bike. I have to fucking walk the bike up fucking three flights of fucking stairs, dude. Like, I'm trying to do all this fucking shit.
Yep.
And like, they just kept making shit fucking harder, dude.
And those things are a workout and should have released the same exact endorphins that they did because when you got your e-bike,
nah,
you were all happy and shit. It's
different, dude, on the e-bike,
again,
I was happy, and then fucking winter comes,
that's what it comes to. It becomes a matter of, like, I get it, you use those things for your mental health. I'm not discounting that at all because congratulations, you found an outlet. That being said, in the grand scheme of things, being able to go to the gym or get your hair cut was a slight inconvenience for most people.
I haven't been to the barber shop in over a year and a half, dude. I have no idea if my Moroccan barber is even still alive.
Oh, I go to my barber all the time. I've known him forever. Me and him worked it out. I was getting haircuts during COVID. It didn't bother me at all.
I haven't been, dude. I've just been having my girl shave my head, dude.
And you know, with those other aspects, like, people were so, I want to go get a haircut. I want to go to Macy's. I want to go to Target. I want to do this. It was, I want.
Yeah, dude,
and
but I need to go to the gym, and then I need to be able to go to the mall and stare at chicks' asses, dude. Like, literally,
if I can't
do that, I will lose my shit, and I did lose my shit.
And
I will lose my shit again.
That becomes a matter of personal inconvenience. And that's also why bitches made a killing with OnlyFans.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm not going to get into fucking OnlyFans, dude. But, like, I'm just saying, like, I kind of, after I threatened to, like, murder Chinese people, dude, like, I kind of fucking...
You threaten to murder people, Joe. That's how you end up in one of those facilities.
Yeah,
danger,
I just
want to
say that I felt the rage of black people when they were burning down the country, dude. That I just want to say that I feel you guys now. Like, I understand it now. Like, you guys were mad at white people. I was mad at Chinese
people.
They
were mad at...
Like, I understand it.
And you were mad at Chinese people because you got finessed into thinking that a whole country of people was responsible for that.
No, dude, just the government. There was government there, and I would kill them for the USA, dude. Dude, I literally messaged Donald Trump in the middle of it, and I was like, I will shed blood for this country. And then, like, the cops came, and I was like, word, let's go get him, guys. Blue Lives Matter. Woo!
And you wonder why you ended up in a home. Yeah, that might be, you know, something to think about.
I messaged every member of the Trump family, dude. Everybody. I messaged him, his daughter, his sons. I was like, I'm ready, guys. And then the cops came, and I thought we were going to fucking snap some fucking yellow necks. But we didn't get to. Maybe in 2024.
Well, and that's a lot of it, too. It's like, everybody's so like, oh my God, yay, this is Trump's gonna come back and save us. No, he's not.
I would feel more protected if Donald Trump was president, dude.
Why?
Because he's just a man.
Why would you feel more protected? I'm going to tell you right now. All right, there were several people in his cabinet, like military advisors, that straight up told him several times, nah, bro, we ain't doing it. Go get fucked. Several.
Yeah.
So, like...
Because I think it's the same people that run the country for the most part, whether Donald Trump is president or not. You feel me? Like, I feel like it's the rich fucks that run everything, regardless of who the fuck the president is, right? So I feel like when Donald Trump was in office, his brain is, like, more primal than a lot of people's, but, like, at least he, like, talks and is like a strong guy and is gonna he's gonna fuck shit up, you know what I mean? But I feel like they're gonna use, I feel like these like people that are actually in power, like the same people who wanted Donald Trump out of office, the same people who like kids on islands, like that same group of people, like I feel like now Joe Biden's in office, he doesn't have a fucking brain, he's sitting there mumbling, can't even say Afghanistan, and then I feel like now those people are just going to use this guy's mental illness or mental decline or whatever you want to call it to get away with some fuck shit. And then if everyone's just going to be like, oh, it's funny because he's a retard. And now we're like in World War III, but it's funny because like he's a retard in girl power, you know? And then like, I don't know what's going to happen after that. But like, I'm not blaming it on Joe Biden or the Democrats. And I'm not like blaming it on Trump or the Republicans. I'm blaming it on the real elite people that are fucking in power behind this shit, and I'm saying they're going to use this guy's retardedness to really do whatever the fuck they want to do. Like under Trump, they were able to do whatever they want to do because it's so chaotic, and now they're going to be able to do whatever they want to do because this guy's fucking brain dead.
I mean, here's the thing. They've been doing all those things anyway. They never stopped the having sex with kids part. They never stopped any of the shit that people thought.
Epstein's Island is probably raging right now, dude. Like, there's probably a kid orgy going on there right now.
I remember when Trump took office, one of the like big QAnon theories was that he was going to open up the basement levels of the White House and release all the fucking kidnapped children that are under there, and like the adrenochrome shit, like, bruh. Like, there was so many people on that fucking wave, it was stupid.
I still think it's fucking real.
I'm gonna call it how I see it. That whole save the children thing was just a cop-out so people could feel like they were virtue signaling for something.
Do you think that coronavirus could be a scheme for rich people to get more organs for, like, their surgeries or whatever? Like, you know how they always want, like, clones so they can fucking use them for organs?
Want a COVID-infected organ. I'm good, thanks.
But COVID isn't real, let's be honest. So,
you know, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. I am going to have to disagree with you on that.
Yeah,
the several virtual funerals I had to attend.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
My sister was a fucking super spreader like 3 weeks ago. My sister she was traveling. You know, she didn't get a vaccine. She thought she was like invincible. She ended up like meeting some dude and then going to like his family reunion. And no bullshit, this bitch put like 7 people at that reunion in the hospital.
Damn.
Yep.
Damn,
dude. My sister felt bad as shit. She's like, oh, no. I fucked up. And she was fucked up. Like, she wasn't like super sick, but she was like, bro, I ate edibles and slept. Yeah. I never do that. I was like, that's the best way to go about it.
Yeah. Maybe, man. I honestly think I had COVID in like fucking like before the fucking pandemic, because like right before COVID started, they were working on the roof in my apartment building, and I was getting really pissed. And every day I was arguing with the fucking Jew guy at the fucking office, telling him they need to stop or I'm not going to pay rent. And then I was yelling at the people on the roof. I don't even know what I was calling them, but I was definitely not calling them nice things because I couldn't fucking sleep because they were above me every morning. And I fucking, at the time I was like pretty much nocturnal. So this was like a huge inconvenience. So I was getting very angry. I was not sleeping. And I was trying to kill people as usual. And then I went to a fucking basketball game and I went there with my girl. And before the game, she wanted ramen. So we went to go get ramen. We're around, you know, yellow people there. And then we fucking went to the fucking basketball game and we were literally sitting in a fucking sea of gooks. Cause like, dude, like chinks love basketball. I don't know if it's because like Yao Ming or like what the fuck happened, but I swear they killed Kobe, and then they were like that set off the fucking Corona games, the flu game, the Jordan flu games. But anyway, the point is I was around a lot of Asians that night, particularly probably Chinese people at the Garden. Chinese people love gardens. They always name their restaurant something to do with the fucking Garden. And then I was really sick after that. Like, I remember that there were a couple days when I couldn't smoke blunts. And I, like, it was really hard to smoke. And I was, like, laying in my bed and having to, like, sit up. And I was, like, really fucked up. And then, like, right after that, it was, like, everything got shut down. And I was, like, I probably just, like, got it first. You know what I mean? And I might have it again right now. I think Aaron went and got tested this morning. Or I don't know if he did or not. But, either way, dude, I don't really give a shit if I have it or not. Like, I would rather get coronavirus and see what happens than
Listen,
get the vaccine
somebody,
and see what happens.
I know somebody who got COVID, and my nigga is still struggling. He was on a ventilator in a medically induced coma for, like, 3 months. You actually
dude,
met him.
When,
phone homie.
Yeah, dude.
Phone homie,
yeah.
like, He's been, like, fighting a – like, he literally just went home, like, 2 days ago, still going to PT and, like, breathing shit. So, like, to say that the shit ain't real, like, you actually know of and have met niggas that is, like, fighting for their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fucking Hispanic, right?
Yeah. He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, dude, my buddy who got the vaccine and almost died is Guatemalan. And maybe this was Trump's plan to get rid of all the Mexicans, too.
I mean, possibly. But, like, I can tell you right now, I got the shot.
Up, dude.
Me and Lana got our shots. Like, I got mine, and then Lana got hers, like, 2 days after they said 12 and older could get it. There is – the biggest side effect we had is that we both felt like dog shit and slept for fucking 18 hours. Woke up right as rain, feeling refreshed.
Yeah.
Like, what people don't realize is you have those types of reactions with every vaccine ever created. The flu shot, the measles shot, the smallpox shot. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because vaccines are made for, like, a broad spectrum of humans. You're occasionally going to have your outliers whose, like, immune systems or DNA or something makes them susceptible to it. And then, you know, people want to talk about, it's not FDA approved. If I actually read you the laundry list of things that humans consume, especially Americans, that are not approved by the U.S., by the FDA, you'd be like, oh, shit, I guess this vaccine isn't
Dude, you
as bad
have to understand,
fall.
Dude, I try to eat all organic food, dude. I was a vegetarian for a year before. I'm not anymore, but I try to eat all organic food. Like, I buy organic groceries. I work out. Everything I do is, like, how that's another thing happened during the pandemic. I had to stop eating like organic food. Like at one point you were telling me you got to just get whatever you can buy when all the stores were empty. And I was buying like
that's
non-organic
exactly
shit. That is another thing. I'm like, dude, these chinks are literally trying to kill me. Like they don't want me to go to the gym.
Well,
I can't.
Were you fucked up? And that might've been my fault. So during, especially like right when shit was really crazy, farms were selling like produce boxes where they would literally, you pay like $20 and they drop you off like 6 to 7 pounds of random miscellaneous vegetables because they would rather sell it to like individuals than like not sell it at all. Like, I was buying lobsters for fucking $5 a piece in fucking Narragansett simply because all the seafood restaurants were closed, but the fishermen were still out there working.
Yeah. I mean, dude,
so
you know how fake I think this shit is, dude? Like, when they fucking were, when they brought me into the fucking hospital, they were like, we need to test you for COVID. And I knew I don't have fucking COVID. I feel fine. And I was like, this is when they fucking tell me I do have COVID, and then they shove a ventilator down my throat and fucking kill me, and I have can't do anything about it. That's what I 100% like thought they're going to fucking do, and I still think that's like most likely what they fucking do, is like as soon as you go there and they can say you have it, they just fucking murk you. They just lights out. Like, that's literally what I kind of think happens. That's why I don't trust doctors. I think, like, they just kind of, like, pick, like, when people die. They're like, all right, let's fucking hit this nigga with the fucking cancer gun now. And, like, this dude's, like, they look at fucking stats like Madden, and they're like, this guy's going to be a problem a couple years down the road. Like, we got to – this dude needs, like, some cancer right now. And then they make a bunch of money off the cancer treatment. And maybe, just maybe, we're close to finding a cure for cancer. And they know that that cancer money is about to dry up, so they need a new hustle. And now what they're going to do is make vaccine money. Now we're just going to be 20 new fucking strains every week, and you need to go get all these vaccines. And then you're going to – like, you're going to have your Apple wallet on your phone, and then you're also going to have your fucking vaccine wallet on your phone. And then you, like, open that up, and it's like, you know, you need the gym one to go to the gym. You need the library one to go to the library. You need, you know – different fucking vaccines for different fucking shit. You want to go to a country. Like, in the past, it's been like, if you want to go to a certain country, you might need some vaccines, but that's because, like, I don't know, they got fucking bugs and shit or something. But I'm telling you, this shit is going to get out of control. Like, that's the fucking direction it's going down. We got
Who are the five best rappers of all time? Think about it. Dylon, 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 and Dylon, because I spit hot fire.
Yo,
what up,
back.
G?
What's good, Vanilla Face?
Not much. Fan Face is popping.
Just chilling, dude, talking about how I'm a goddamn American hero that tried to save the country and nobody appreciates me.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yep.
How you been, Dylan?
Good, good. Just working and living.
I hear that.
Yeah, I'm living in Florida right now.
Oh, you get to deal with Death Santis. How's that going for you?
Oh, dude, it's going wonderfully. I love it.
Dude, he's the man, dude. My girlfriend and I were fucking watching his speech and cheering.
I'm sorry, there's like not one politician in the country other than maybe Trump whose pockets I wouldn't want to run at fist point other than that guy. He looks like such a chode, it's not even funny.
Well, dude's the man. Like, you try to fucking block my street with your stupid-ass protest, I can just drive through you.
I mean,
it's your fault for
cool.
My roadway.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's just other reasons why I don't like the man. Has nothing to do with his failed unemployment system that left black people broke.
Yeah,
I dread the day that dude becomes president. Good grief.
Who is this?
Ron DeSantis,
our
governor of Florida.
Oh, dude, he seems like the man to me. He, like, really doesn't want shit to be closed down.
Yeah, he'd rather people die and make himself look cute.
Am I on this?
Yo.
No?
Yeah, yo, what's up, Tom?
Oh, my bad, dude. Yeah, what up?
Not much, dude. How are you doing?
Good, bro. What are you guys talking about?
Whores.
Whores, politics. We played, I played Blast Off for the intro to the podcast, so that was fucking pretty sweet.
There you go, dude.
And,
Actually, yeah. I was going to say, dude, have you ever seen the episode of Howard Stern with Henry Hill?
No. Oh, like the real Henry Hill from fucking Goodfellas?
The real... Yeah, the real Henry Hill.
Yeah,
not
he's
Ray
a fucking
Liotta.
Rat. He's a fucking rat.
He is a rat,
rat,
but that's what I want to ask you. I was going to say, would you do anything different?
Yeah, I mean, I would rat because I'm fucking solid.
They were going to kill him.
I mean, you got to get whacked, dude. You got to just get in the car and go get whacked like fucking, like in fucking Godfather, dude. When it's your time, it's your time. You can't do anything about it.
No, I know. I mean, it's the loyalty thing, but he's literally on Howard Stern right now talking about how he killed three people. It's like he's got that immunity.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty badass.
I mean, sometimes you got to – having immunity is key.
So, like, if
– Yeah.
If the government came to you, like CIA, whoever the fuck is in charge, came to you and was like, you can fucking kill these people, just fucking kill them and you're not going to do anything, we need them dead. Like, would you trust them enough to do it, or would you be like, they're using me as a patsy and they're going to lock me up after?
Depends. If there was, like, some written immunity.
They're going to white boy Rick your ass.
If it was a legit reason and there was a written immunity,
yeah,
then yeah, I have no problem doing that.
You
but.
Probably need your lawyer to get involved also. You probably need to make sure that your lawyer, but it's like a crooked like deal. So like,
but,
they're going to be
yeah.
like, we don't have the authority to fucking tell you to kill people. That's illegal no matter what. But I don't know.
You also need to make something off of it. You're not just going to do it for like shits and giggles.
Yeah. Like, when I went to the fucking mob museum in Las Vegas, they pretty much fucking say there that, like, the mob got fucking JFK killed. And then they have the bullet from Jack Ruby's gun there, and he's the guy who killed Lee Harvey Oswald, who pulled the fucking
yeah,
trigger. So
sure
it's
did.
Like...
Well, Lee Harvey Oswald was the fall guy. There's no way that that dude...
Yeah,
bullets
so it's
flawless,
like...
Bro.
What do you think is up with that guy? Do you think they fucking brainwashed him, or do you think that they went up to him and just told him, go kill him and you're good?
I'm going to tell you right now, he was given a bag and was like, here's half. We'll get the other half when the job's done. He got caught up, and Ruby was like, nah, nigga, clack, clack. You ain't saying shit.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is...
Because Ruby had no other reason to kill Oswald other than to shut him the fuck up.
And then what happened to Jack Ruby?
He died, I believe. I think they shot him as he shot Oswald.
Exactly. They did. They shot him right, like... So he shot Oswald, and then he...
And then he got clapped. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It says Ruby died of pulmonary embolism secondary to bronchogenic carcinosomething. On January 3rd, 1967, less than a month after his cancer diagnosis, he died at Parkland Hospital, the same facility where Oswald died, and Kennedy was pronounced dead. Damn, what a fucking saga. He was buried beside his parents in the Westland Cemetery. Sound like he fucking died of regular shit. I don't think he got whacked.
Yeah, maybe not, actually. But
dude, that's what I'm saying with the cancer shit, like, they were probably like, yo, just have him whack him and we can just fucking give this guy cancer after. You know what I mean? Or just say, have him go to the doctors, have them say he has cancer, and then we're just going to fucking load him up with shit and kill him. I don't know. That's how I think shit works, dude. I don't fucking trust doctors for shit.
A lot of times that is how it works. And the thing about it is, I don't think Lee Harvey Oswald killed him because... Have you ever seen the videos of, like, after it happened when he was, like, fucking walking out? Like, he was, like,
way too chill. Way too chill. He did not look like a guy who just fucking shot the most powerful man of the world at the time.
Exactly.
I mean, dude, it wouldn't faze me.
What Kennedy wanted to do was get rid of the Federal Reserve. You know that, right? Like, that's actually what got the nigga killed.
Yeah, I know. So, like,
Kennedy wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And then the Federal Reserve was like, hold up, bro. Like, you were out your fucking mind. And they're like, all right,
why don't we talk about the JFK Jr.?
Yo.
Yeah, his fucking helicopter went down in the ocean. Why they whacked him, dude?
It was his
plane. His plane.
Oh, shit. Yeah, whatever.
He was the
pilot.
He
was running for office in New York to go against somebody.
No. Yeah, against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And he was flying.
Shit. Hillary Clinton killed him? Yeah.
No,
that's
they
the
tried
theory.
To have him killed. He's still alive. Mark my fucking words, because he's going to come out soon, dude. I'm telling you.
All right. bro, I ain't never met you, but if JFK Jr. come out the cut, like, yeah, I'm still here, I will eat my foot. I will cut my own foot off,
look,
my left one, because
I
need my right one, and I will eat it to the nub.
I didn't believe this until about a week ago, and I've heard plenty of shit, rumblings and shit, and then about a week ago, I saw a couple different things where I was like, dude, he's alive. So when Trump ran for office, there's videos of him in the fucking background, like in the crowd, in the back of the crowd, and you can clearly see, like, it's obviously like the last picture, like last like known picture of JFK Jr. when he was alive. He was like 27, I think it was. So he was young anyway. And then, so now he would be like 50 something. And so like now they have to like do it where it's like, okay, well, so that was that many years ago, so this is what he would look like. And dude, I'm telling you, man, like I've seen so much shit
that
recently that
crazy.
It's like it,
dude, there's a fucking Rolling Stone article from 2019 that says QAnon followers think JFK is coming back on the 4th of July.
That
would be so
they
fun
think,
if they have
they
like a giant
coming...
fucking a giant like firework display and then he comes out like, I'm not dead.
They think he's coming back tomorrow, dude. Tomorrow.
I mean,
he's coming back.
Yeah, dude, Tupac's still alive.
Yeah.
We'll see, man.
Yo, okay, so the Tupac ones, I've seen that. I saw a video about that the other day, and that might be the one I believe.
The dude looks
I mean,
real,
I've seen that.
He
too.
Looked just
like
him.
Obviously, like,
he looked just like him, bro.
Yo, you could
like,
say the same
like,
thing about
scary.
Like anybody, like Elvis. You could say the same shit about anybody. Elvis, Robin Williams, fucking all that shit. But like,
I mean,
Robin Williams' kids found him hanging with his feet.
Let me hit you
his
with
kids
this.
Found him hanging.
Let me hit you with this conspiracy, right? What if, like, all these rich fucks that are in the public eye, any form of celebrity or politician, what if all that shit is just to act and all those people have enough money to live forever and then they just fucking play their role in the public eye until they fucking want to kind of retire and then they kind of work to write themselves off like a Vince McMahon died type storyline. And they're like, all right, yeah,
yeah,
let's say the plane crash. And then they just fucking go live in the fucking hills in a gated community where nobody can see them anyway. And or they, you know,
well,
go to another country.
That's what they're saying about JFK Jr. is that Hillary Clinton wanted him dead. They put bombs on his plane. And there was a Marine on the plane, and then they jumped out. And they say that his wife in the plane crash, but he didn't. And then he landed with the Marine, and he's just been kind of, like, undercover, and he was kind of, like, coaching up Donald Trump, you know? And
Okay, that's where I draw the line. There's no way on God's green earth that JFK Jr. would be coaching up Donald Trump, simply on how they're two total polar opposites as far as what their ideologies were slash are.
No. Their ideology.
Oh, JFK Jr. was nothing like what Trump was representing. He was more about what his dad was about, because that's what everybody pumped him up as, was like, oh, he has the same ideology as his dad. He's going to be a great politician. He'll be president someday, just like his father. Wants all the same things. Blah 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 blah. And I'm sorry, but Trump was in the pocket of the Federal Reserve the entire time. Well, number one, get rid of the Federal Reserve. Like, gone. Bye-bye. That's something that has been a Kennedy thing forever. They've wanted to do away with the Federal Reserve because it has too much power.
You know, just
it
as
could,
well as
the
do.
Only
the
way,
Reserve
the only way that, that, that happens, the only way that happens is if America itself implodes on itself. That's really the
Which
only way the Federal Reserve
happen.
Goes. No, because think about it, the whole reason they had Gaddafi killed was because the motherfucker refused to go central banking. Refused. He's like, nah, we got our own bank, bro. He's like, we got our own bank, we got our own bread, we got our own gold. The fuck?
Yeah.
And nah, they're like, nope, sorry, dead.
No, but, dude, the thing about it, though, is so Kennedy Sr., he was against, like, the elitist, right?
Yes, but Trump was also he portrayed that, but how can you be against the elitists when, my guy, you are an elitist?
He's a
billionaire.
He definitely is.
Trump fell into the
yeah,
exact same line
matter,
that
though.
Everybody
like,
thought.
It doesn't matter what he has in his pocket because he was still always against
it. Doesn't
him.
Matter
you can't
what
say
he
that
has.
He wasn't,
it didn't matter what he had in his pocket. Like he was still an elitist.
What do you want? Like some Joe Schmo off the side of the road to be president and to go against the elitist just because he doesn't have the $1 billion in the bank? Like, I mean, come on, man.
The brutal reality of America is that every president we will ever have from now until the country
will always be
an elitist.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like royal families.
Like,
we're really
every,
not that far off from a
president
fucking monarchy.
Is a puppet on a string.
We really aren't that far off of the royal family. But, like, Trump was more of, like, a guy like me and a guy like you.
No, he wasn't.
I've never met you before, but yes, he was, dude. Yes, he.
He was never at one point in his life was he a quote unquote regular person. Never.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying he's more for somebody like us.
No, I wouldn't say he's more for because a lot of the policies that he put into place were only benefiting people that were like him. All of his tax
cuts. That's not true, dude. My dad owns a small business, and
all of his tax cuts
helped.
Yes, you know why? Because the way that his tax plan was designed was to give those people such a tax break in the first beginning part of his term, and then they tapered off, and the tax breaks didn't actually happen to the little guy or the small business owner. It kept happening to the corporations, as to where the small businesses, the families, their tax rates still to this day are going up. It was the policies he put into place didn't actually help anybody. They actually made it worse because you had people thinking that, oh my God, he's such a great president, save me so much on my taxes, not realizing that, like, yep, you're gonna get butt raised
like,
on the back end of that taxes.
I feel like if the mob killed JFK, they probably killed his son too. Hillary Clinton maybe paid the mob to kill JFK Jr. I don't know how it works, but I would imagine that if you kill a fucking guy like JFK, you don't want his son getting in power one day because then he's going to fucking come at the mob.
Well, no,
you know?
It was JFK running against Hillary, so she knew that he would win. Everybody loved JFK Jr. at the time, especially.
Yeah.
Because his dad had been assassinated, and he was like the next coming, you know? A lot of people loved Senior. So it was like,
I fucking remember when he died. I remember it being all over the fucking TV and shit. And, I think like my mom was sad or something. I remember them saying he was like voted sexiest man of the year or something like that.
Yeah. It was all like that shit too. Yeah.
Well, again,
he was
that dude. He already had the name recognition. He already had the popularity. He already had his name out there as far as being a Kennedy, like the little kid underneath the Resolute desk and all that other shit.
It's
so
almost
he
like Donald Trump
it.
Jr.
He would have beat that bitch in a landslide. It would have been embarrassing.
Slaughtered.
It would have been embarrassing.
He would have slaughtered her. I don't know who took his place against Hillary after that, but it was like, you know, everybody that was going to vote for Jr. ended up voting for Hillary because it was like, well,
people
this
like
guy's
that,
had
man.
A couple weeks, like
people like that, like they die in an accident like that, and it just seems like right off the bat, like they were killed because it's like how that happened to like their plane. It's fucking JFK's son, you know what I mean? Like he probably has the fucking best of everything, so.
Well,
unless,
exactly. He was flying the plane, though. He was flying the plane.
Yeah, he should have fucking played more Flight Simulator.
He was flying it. Yeah,
Well, it also went down right off the coast of Martha's Vineyard, which is a place that he had flown to and from thousands of times.
That's where the
it's Hyannis Port. Their compound's in Hyannis Port. Trust me, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
My eldest daughter has gone to parties there.
No, you're right.
Damn.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. My baby mama number one's a gold digging cunt, and she's trying to raise my daughter to be one too. So congratulations.
I fucking took acid and went to JFK's
why not?
House once.
Mm.
Did you?
Yeah, like we were just eating acid in Brookline, and one of my friends was like, we should go to JFK's house, and then we just went there and sat on the porch tripping.
Hold on,
I did
that with my daughter for 10-minute bed warning. Hold on.
But not with acid.
You just went and chilled at Steve Carell's house?
Yeah, my buddy took a shit on his fucking picnic table.
Hell yeah, dude. That's pretty awesome. Steve Carell, JFK, they're similar.
He lives in the town next to me, so we fucking walked down the beach and we went over to there, and then we were getting shit-faced, and he's like, dude, I took a shit.
He took a shit on Steve Carell's picnic table.
He took a shit on his fucking, not picnic table, but like patio table, you know what I mean? Like the umbrella table.
That's fucking amazing,
yeah.
Dude. That's pretty awesome.
He only goes there like certain times of the year, though. So I don't know if he ever ended up seeing it.
He probably thought it was a fucking animal.
I know, right?
That's fucking hilarious. Oh, man.
How many people are in this chat, Joe? Me, you.
It's me, you, Dylan, and Nesto.
I'm surprised the crackers haven't come out the woodwork yet.
Tripp said he's fighting with his wife, so he can't podcast right now.
Nah.
Dylan's the albino, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Dylan the one that's been talking?
No, that's Ernesto.
No.
Ernesto is Cape Verdean.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I'm just looking at, like, fucking JFK's Wikipedia now. It is pretty nuts. I was actually just, like, randomly, like, thinking about him, like, probably after the fucking Mob Museum. I was, like, looking up fucking JFK Jr. shit. And it was like...
Well, dude, I was gonna send it on the group chat the other day, and I didn't send it because I didn't want, like, Theo or somebody to be like, oh, dude, you fucking shit. Dude, did you know Theo called the fucking rehab and put my name and my number in it? Have I told you that yet?
Dude,
he's
definitely put my name and number in autism places because I got called to check myself into an autism place.
100%, dude.
I got
16 calls, dude. 16. I finally fucking answered it. I was like, hello? And they're like, hey, yeah, we just got your call or your email or request or whatever the fuck they said. And I was like, for what? Like, oh, for the rehabilitation center. It's like, I didn't call you. And then
that's
I was
fucking
like, what's
hilarious.
The email? Yeah, I was like, what's the email that you received it from? And it was completely different from mine. I was like, no, bro. I was like, that's not me. And then I thought it was Dave, so I bitched at him about it, but it's so fucking stupid, dude.
Yeah, dude. It was definitely Theo that fucking put my name and number in there. I thought it was pretty funny when they fucking hit me up. I think they left me a voicemail. They're like, hey, this is like autism place, blah, 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 blah. It was pretty funny, dude. Theo's pretty funny.
That's fucked up, dude. Like,
I mean,
like,
I don't have autism, so, like, they
I
tried
mean,
to say I was
might,
bipolar after
the
loony
spectrum.
Bin. They tried to say I was bipolar, and they said I'm not bipolar. So, that's pretty fucking sweet. But, yeah, dude, I just keep it real. That's, like, that's pretty much,
I just sent you a pretty good video.
When fucking keeping it real goes wrong, you know? When you threaten to kill a bunch of fucking Chinese people and They tell you you can't. They never even told me I can't. So
yeah, but
yeah,
Joe,
dude,
that was like your eighth strike, dude. You've been doing a good amount leading up to that point.
I mean, dude, you saw what I did to AEW, and that was just for like banning me from like one wrestling company.
Yeah,
but listen,
and you know what? As much as shit as you talked, and like I can't even talk shit. Like they're actually killing it right now. They ain't taking no shorts.
Fuck them.
Yeah,
but
it kind of
my point
that kicked out because they're actually good now.
I'm telling you, I
have it under good word that when they come to Boston, there's going to be a free Dab and Aladdin sign in attendance. Also, this fucking pussy who fucking quit my fantasy football league because he said being in my fantasy football league was too close to committing a hate crime. He now works for AEW and is posting like how he works for AEW and like sets up the stage. And he probably got the job by going in there and being like, yeah, like you know, Dabbing Aladdin, like, oh, he's like racist. I was in his chat and he was always talking about like how he wants to commit hate crimes. And they were probably like, oh, my God, it's so bad. Why don't you set up our stage for us and fucking hang out with fucking tranny lesbians?
I'm telling you right now, you can talk all the shit you want. I can't hate on their product. I wish I could, but I can't.
They all fucking suck. I went to their first events before it was owned by a guy who funds ISIS, and I was fucking there. And
no,
then
thinking,
they fucking decided to ban me for being
WWE
a good fan.
That funds ISIS.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You're thinking of Nick Khan. Nick Khan is the one that funds ISIS. He's in that Saudi bloodline.
Tony Khan funds ISIS. They fund the Jaguars and ISIS.
And so does and Vince McMahon
and
funds the Saudi regime.
No, the Saudis fund Vince McMahon. Vince is pimping him, dude. Vince is like, who do you want?
They're pimping him.
They book
him. I feel bad.
They
like,
book
him. I can't even – I'm telling you right now, like, as far as what AEW is trying to do as a wrestling company, I applaud it. That, like –
The Prince of Saudi Arabia is the fucking man. Dude, the Prince of Saudi Arabia was like, I want a fucking guy to come out here with an Iranian flag and stir shit up. And then they had the fucking guy come out there with the Iranian flag and just fucking stir shit up. It is fucking awesome. They just like book the show over there and give Vince a fucking ton of money.
AEW,
and it's fucking
like,
awesome.
What? AEW is like old school ECW.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would not go that far.
I mean, no, it's still like TV product of nowadays.
I'm 90 to 100% sure that Vince McMahon killed Luke Harper.
No.
I'm 90 to 100% sure that he killed him. Because he left WWE, and then he went to AEW, and he started trying to do a character that's making fun of Vince McMahon and be like, ah, oh, it's so funny, we're making fun of Vince McMahon, fuck him. And then all of a sudden, this dude's lungs just stop working. And then it's mid-fucking-corona, so they're just, like, testing the guy for corona 20 times a day. And then he just dies, and his lungs stop working. And I guarantee you that Vince McMahon just fucking hit him with some fucking super germ, like, before.
He's like, you're getting double COVID.
What's his name? Killed Chris Benoit.
Oh, fuck.
Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
you're one of those.
Yeah, dude. It's true, dude. Chinese people tried to fucking kill me.
It's not, but okay.
Chinese people
like,
tried to
I
kill
can't
me.
Deal with the... Okay, so there's, like, a lot of conspiracies that I can deal with as far as wrestling and life goes.
Dude, I'm honestly... I cannot co-sign the Kevin...
There's a lot of people that believe it, actually.
I know there is.
Like, there's no... That dude, number one...
I honestly think it's a better story. Well,
I think
it's a better story of him killing his old family because people want to blame him,
but like they forget like how much
dude he had CTE. He was fucked,
dude. I'm pretty sure that I have CTE, dude. I'm like 90% sure I have CTE
too, dude.
Because, like, when I was fucking 7, I was having a Royal Rumble with my cousin, and I got thrown off the top bunk, and I got fucking knocked unconscious, and there was, like, blood coming out of my nose and shit, and I just was passed out for a while. Yeah, dude. And then I fucking woke. And I was, like, 7 years old, dude, and the bed was, like, pretty high
up.
Yeah,
when your brain's still developing.
Yeah, dude. I feel like that fucked me up, and now I have CTE, and it would make sense for my fucking personality, because I'm pretty sure I have fucking CTE. Because, like, my cousin is a little fucking shrimp, and I thought I could easily just throw him off the top bunk first. So I was like, yo, let's have a Royal Rumble. Ready? And then he just rushed at me and then fucking pushed me off the top bunk, and I just remember, like, flying, and then I was just unconscious, and then I woke up in my mom's bed later. And it's pretty crazy. Like, I never went to the hospital or, like, anything. I never got, like, checked out to see if I have brain damage. It was just like,
yeah,
he's 7.
The,
he got fucking
day,
knocked out cold, and there's blood coming out of his nose. Yeah. He'll be fine. Just walk out.
he'll sleep it off.
Yeah. Maybe that's why
good
I don't like
days.
Chris Benoit, because I relate to him, because I could see myself just going
dude,
into
Chris
a rage.
Chris Benoit was one of the greatest wrestlers of all fucking time, dude. And it's
yeah,
such a shame that, like,
I mean,
yeah,
as far as being an in-ring competitor
like
goes,
now.
Like, as far as being able to actually work, yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, Mike
dude.
Wise, he was never really great. He was, like, even when he was in the Horsemen, he was, like,
yeah.
the quiet guy that couldn't talk. And all of his other promos leading up, like, he was just the quiet guy that couldn't talk, but he could work. However, when
yeah,
you spend
exactly.
15 years jumping off of a top rope and using your head as a battering ram, you're eventually going to knock some shit loose.
Yeah, dude, the guy who did that move before him fucking warned him not to fucking do it. And then he just fucking kept doing it and then turned into a fucking crippler, dude. And he fucking killed his family and then he rode the Bowflex.
What's really fucked up is hearing people's, like, story about how they found out, and, like, I think it was Chavo. Chavo had the most chilling one. Like, he had just talked
yeah,
to dude, Chavo. Like, the night before, and he was like, hey, he just seemed, like, super weird.
Dude,
I was like,
I feel bad.
See it. And then he's like, nah.
I fucking trolled Chavo once as the ghost of Chris Benoit, and he saw everything.
Dude.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude, I can't control myself sometimes.
Yeah, and you wonder why people think you have issues and that you're, like, going to commit hate crimes, bro.
Yeah. Like,
are you really questioning why people wanted to put you in a facility for a while to be like, this dude might need to get his head checked out. Like, somebody needs to do
yeah,
their
right.
due diligence before, like, yeah. somebody ends up dead. Like, geez,
dude,
I'm still surprised
like,
you haven't fucking murdered
literally...
the chick thinking she was Chinese.
Nah, I know she's not Chinese, but, like, so the thing is now I'm really good at telling
nah,
apart
no
Filipinos,
worries,
dude.
Yeah, she's
my
not
girlfriend
Chinese
is...
because she can't fix electronics. All she's good at is gambling.
Yeah, it's true. But, dude, I know she's Filipino, and I can identify Filipinos now. Dude, I'm even debatably better at identifying Filipinos than my girlfriend because, like, when we're in Vegas, we play the Are They Filipino game, like, with our Uber drivers and stuff like that. And she gets tricked by Mexicans, and I don't get tricked by Mexicans. Like, she sometimes thinks Mexicans are Filipino, but
that's
I know
you
Mexican.
Got tricked by that tranny one time, and you never wanted to go back.
I never got tricked by a tranny, but I know somebody who did.
That's rough.
It's a true story. Yeah, dude.
I mean,
it's
if you're
fucking...
getting tricked by a tranny, I don't think you got tricked. I think that's what you wanted.
No, I mean,
I have seen some really passable trans people, and guess what? I can still tell
yeah.
they were trans. Come in, honey bunny. Hold on.
The person,
good night.
The person
I
that I know.
Good night. In the morning.
Are we going to the beach tomorrow?
We are not going to the beach tomorrow. She just got really excited because she had to wake up early.
Before
go
I
away.
Tell this tranny story.
Yeah, good idea.
Wake up at 8:30. Love you. Bye. You have a fuzzy in your eye. Sorry, fellas.
No, so this story is like, I don't know for 100% that this happened to this person that I know, but like, you know how when like you can, when someone's telling you something and you know that like, they're probably not telling you like the full story and are leaving
yep.
out like a couple details. I was like, I'm pretty sure
what
that like this dude I know getting head from a female hooker and accidentally got head from a dude. Pretty sure it happened.
That's never happened to you?
No, it's never happened.
That ain't happened to me either. It happened to you, bro, because you might need to go see some therapy. You got to – what's about to happen to you, bro?
Dude, like one time this bitch was trying to trick me, dude, and she was fucking like sending me pictures of this thing, and she like was sending me pictures and she kept asking me if I thought they were hot. And I was like, this seems like a setup. Like, I was like, why do you want to know if I think they're hot? Like, just tell me, like, are they hot? You need to answer the question right now. Is this person attractive? And I'm like, this like seems like a setup. Like, why are you doing this? And like, then it turns out it's a fucking guy. And this bitch was trying to trick me into saying a guy was hot. And I fucking lost my shit on her. I was like, if you ever do that to me again, I'll fucking kill you, bitch.
I mean,
yeah, that's fucked up.
It is fucked up. That's seriously the biggest issue that I think there is about trannies in the modern world. Like, I think that should be a crime. I think that if you make somebody think you're the opposite sex and then they perform a sexual act with you and they didn't know you're the opposite sex and then they find out after, I think they should be allowed to kill you. I think they should be allowed to kill you.
Can I chime in on this for a second?
What?
I got a body count the size of like a serial killer, okay? If you don't know what you're messing with,
that's
your own problem.
Yeah, I know,
like,
it's your own problem.
That is
like,
a you problem.
I think that's like that. But I think that's the same level as pedophilia. I mean, maybe not as fucked up as pedophilia, but like it's the same thing with like tricking somebody. You know what I mean?
Definitely not. Definitely not as fucked up as pedophilia.
Yeah, it's not as fucked up, but it's like on the way there.
But see, if you're getting trapped or tricked by one of those, bro, like maybe you just shouldn't be fucking at all.
I guess, but like I know they're out there, and like it makes me like want to like I'm like paranoid about it,
bro.
Dude. Like I guess you could call it transphobia, but
passable trans women.
Dude, So Kenny and I were doing a photo shoot at the beach last week, and we were taking pictures of dab swords. And then there was this guy there with a camera, and then we walked by, like, a girl in a car, and, like, Kenny was like, "God damn, she's hot." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, she's not bad." And then she went over to the photographer, and she was in, like, a bikini, like, big-ass fake tits. I don't know if she was like Asian or like Spanish, something like that. I couldn't really tell with this bitch. And she was like fucking almost 7 feet tall, and you can't teach that. And we walked by her, and then Kenny was like, you know, I was talking to Kenny about her. Kenny was like, "She's hot." And I was like, "Dude, like that bitch is a little bit tall. It like is making me suspicious that it's a dude." He's like, "Joe, there are tall women in the world. It is not a dude."
There are.
I was like,
"There are."
Dude, I don't know, man. Just like in today's world, I see a woman over 6 feet, and I'm like, she might have a dick, dude. This one was like in a bikini. I didn't see a bulge. She might
have
just had like
a
mean fucking tape job. I don't think she had a dick. I didn't see one. I was trying to inspect it, but I did not see a dick.
You
might
have. You want to say that out loud? You want to say that out loud again so you can hear yourself say it?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you're aware or not, but that sounded real Velveteen Dream, bro.
Guys, trying to take a ride on the soul.
If I saw a bulge, I was going to look away, dude. I was going to look away if I saw.
Well, next time just follow it in the bathroom next time and see where it pisses. That'll give you an idea.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, nowadays, bathrooms, you're allowed to go into them if you're a fucking...
Exactly, so just follow the thing in and see what happens.
Yeah, right.
Jesus, Joe. Right,
so is she going to the urinal?
I was looking for a bulge. Yeah, I bet you were, my nigga. I bet you were.
Nah, dude, it's like,
there's a thing,
you ever see...
There's another bulge
watched...
you can look for. It's called the Adam's apple.
Thank you,
yeah,
Dylan.
I know.
Yeah,
you
hey,
never
good
know.
Point, Dylan.
But, dude, you remember the fucking, like, back in the day, you remember, like, HBO Real Sex and shit like
uh-huh.
that?
Yeah.
There was one they did. There was like one
the
they did on hookers
all the time.
Yeah, dude, that like Real Sex,
was, bro, my,
fucking Taxi Cab Confessions, like,
day.
Yeah, dude, it was. And I remember they did one special on hookers in Vegas, and how like the hookers on this corner are like a lot of them are trannies, and dudes pull up to the corner and are like. Before I pay you to suck
Joe's
my
been,
dick, I,
Joe's clearly been
like,
scarred for life since then.
Yeah, I saw this when I was like 12, dude, and they were like, "Watch out! Half the hookers are trannies. When you go up to them, you have to stick your hand down their skirt and feel their pussy first, so you know it's not a fucking dude." So I've known that ever since I was a kid. So
what okay,
if you
do
so,
that and it's a fucking dick? Then
I know that would.
Fucking,
oh,
then you dude. then you just grab someone's junk. Congratulations.
Yeah, you got fucking dickhand.
Risky business, dude. It's a mean streets, dude.
I mean, I guess if you're paying for fucking sex.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're paying for
at
it,
at that point, you can't go
it.
To a cop and say, I grabbed a hooker's dick, help me. It's not going to work.
Yeah, right.
Nope.
I'm just
nope.
going
yeah.
to I'm just gonna go to fucking Vegas if I do that.
Cop's gonna
this
be
is
like,
in
oh,
Vegas.
Sounds like a personal
star.
Problem between you and your Jesus.
Dude, I saw this, and then my dad goes to Vegas all the time. I was, like, worried for my dad. I was like, fuck, I hope my dad doesn't accidentally fuck a tranny.
Dude, there's something called, like, the chicken ranch or something.
The
bunny,
bunny
ranch,
a bunch
dude.
Of
yeah.
bunny ranch.
I looked
yeah.
it up. I was trying to
so
go
you,
there. My girlfriend
know,
said
buddy,
no.
Yeah.
yeah.
Dude, all the bitches
of course
are
you said no.
fine, bro. and every now and then they
I was
have, like
come on, babe. I'm just trying
there.
To bank some sluts. Come on, babe.
I know a chick who did a residency at the Bunny Ranch.
Really?
He did what?
Is she,
mm-hmm.
she hot?
She did a residency at the Bunny Ranch. Yep, sure
Damn.
Is. Raging whore, too.
That's pretty awesome.
Dude.
How many dudes did she fuck a day?
I mean, I never really asked, but, like, I'd imagine as many as she could.
Yeah, probably
paper chase, bro.
Dude.
Paper chase. Sex workers are all
yeah,
about the
dude.
Money.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they make more money than anybody. They make more money than a guy selling crack, dude.
Some of them,
well, I know
dude.
It's even worse.
Some of them
like,
just
the sex workers aren't even where the money's at. The money's at being a sugar baby. Them broads get paid. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Right. yeah. Or
between sugar babies
pimp,
and one and girls that are financial doms, oh, my goodness gracious. Bitches get
dude,
paid
that's what
for
I
nothing.
Do. I
they get
I
paid for nothing. Then to
yeah.
Okay, so
being a
it ain't
pimp
easy,
would
but it
fun,
sure
dude.
Is fun. That's all I'm going to say. It ain't easy, but it sure is fun.
Yeah,
yeah let's do it,
easy.
Joe. Let's become pimps.
Let's do it, dude. My uncle told me that pimps in jail like are like really low.
Joe,
on the
how do you, Joe, how do you think I've been making my money while and to support my kid while during a pandemic?
Hell yeah, dude.
Unemployment.
It ain't selling drugs.
My federal, so I was a 1099, so my unemployment check was like $500 a week.
Where's Ernesto from? Is he from Mass?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I live in Pawtucket, though, because it's cheap and I'm a single dad.
Hey, that's all it is, bro.
There once is a man
Pawtucket's
from Pawtucket who sold pussy if
that.
You want to fuck it.
I mean, yeah,
you
get
the
bread right.
You got mad
stuff
on
bread. There.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But those are that's not even where the real money's at. It's fucking getting people to do like filming and shit.
Start packing,
sweet.
Fucking be a pimp.
Yeah, dude, Kenny's trying
I
to fucking
what you
film
heard
some
about
bitches OnlyFans
so,
shit.
I already am.
If fucking any that. Bitches are listening to this and you want a Haitian dude to fucking film you fucking yourself, hit me up or hit Kenny up. He'll fucking film you.
Or if you want a white guy that's drunk 75% of the time, hit me up.
Well, I can tell you right now, like, as far as Duncan photographers died. Go, the photographers are the ones that pay out. They pay more than fucking the simps just trying to get laid. That's ridiculous.
Like, well, Kenny has, like, a real fucking, like, cameras in end studio. Up making,
yeah, but most of those broads don't do shit in studios. They do it in hotel rooms, shit like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Joe, you know what we gotta do, dude? We gotta make, like, a TikTok where we fucking do, like, freestyles, like, in, like, a soundproof studio.
Oh, shit. That dude, I'm glad you said that, bro. Joe, I found a new rapper that you're gonna like.
What's his name?
Who?
Samson.
Samson?
Samson?
Samson. White boy got Samson? Bars, and he's, like, super, like, he reminds me of what Trip would sound like if Trip had bars.
Yeah. Samson.
How?
S-A-M-S-O-N.
I'm going to send it to you right now on Instagram. Hold on.
FTC official video.
Yo, will you
he's
send
brushing
it to
his
me
teeth.
Too?
Yeah, I'll fucking send it to you.
Alright.
I want to talk to Samson.
Look at this fucking guy, dude.
He's got a fucking, like, mullet type thing. Yo, have you ever heard of Young Gravy?
Young
Nesto?
Gravy?
Hold on one second.
He's from Massachusetts. He's pretty good. He's a white boy also. He raps about Teslas. He raps about Teslas and Asian bitches cooking pork chops.
Oh, so he's Joe 2.0?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I actually haven't heard of it. Did you ever, Joe, do you ever listen to Ben Shapiro?
Yeah, dude. He's fucking cool, man. Huh?
Yeah, he's the fucking shit, dude.
Dude, he is the man. He makes a lot of good points.
Got that wet-ass P-word. Wet-ass P-word.
That was fucking hilarious. That was
I would honestly pay to listen to Ben Shapiro's spoken word raps. Like, just listen to him do spoken word raps and blank out the fucking bad parts like that.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I can't vibe with Ben Shapiro.
We got hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house.
Because Ben Shapiro has only, like, bagged one broad in his life.
Yeah, I mean, that's his fucking religion,
though,
dude.
Listen, I'm gonna say it again.
He's like, I can't fuck with
somebody at all who's only bagged one woman in their entire life.
Yeah, but
your perspective
is
off.
Nah,
they're both super religious, and they were both virgins till marriage. So, like, they're, you know what I mean? That's their thing. They've never banged anyone else.
Who knows what kind of
maybe they don't want to.
This kid has 75,000 followers.
Who knows what kind of kinky
he's
shit they did to consummate that marriage?
Ernesto?
Yeah.
Which one?
He's from Mass?
No, Samson's not from Mass. I think he's from, like, Florida or something. I found him randomly on TikTok, but, like, he's got a lot of, like, super political right-wingy tripe bars. Like, some of them just
still,
like, oof.
I would still fuck the shit out of Tori Wilson. It's pretty crazy.
Dude,
she's pretty hot. She just
so
posted
a
fucking... Yeah, dude.
You just say Tori Wilson?
Yeah, dude. I follow her. She does personal training lessons. I'm trying to sign up for one of them with my dick out. That's pretty much what has been my plan for a while.
So we will call you Lard Sullivan from now on.
He whips his dick out for guys. I'm just trying to whip my
dick out for Tori Wilson. He whipped his dick out to some personal trainer. That's part of the reason why he got cut, too.
That's
he,
awesome.
He like, sent her an unsolicited dick pic.
So what? He was trying to give her a progress update. He's like, the workouts are working. Look at my dick. It's fucking hard as hell.
It's half soft. I ordered the fucking
ass right
STD
now, dude.
Test the other
where
day.
Where are Playboy? I want to see the Tori Wilson Playboy pics. I remember fucking... seeing him when
dude,
I was in, like,
good,
middle
dude.
School.
But,
you can
yeah,
see her
I've
pussy,
looked at those
right?
A million times. You know who I wish would fucking get naked and do some porn is Stacey Keebler, dude.
Yeah, that was...
She was way better than...
Did she ever have any nudes?
Damn. Nah, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm looking at these Tori Wilson pictures. It's bringing me back to my childhood. Damn, it's pretty sweet. Hell yeah.
To be honest, the best wrestling-related nudes I've ever seen were Shotzi Blackheart's, because that bitch is a slut, and I love it.
Oh, yeah, she's fucking Filipina.
She sure is.
She has nudes?
She was in a bunch of porn, bro.
Really?
Nothing hardcore, but definitely porn.
Shotzi Blackheart nude and M is for Mrs. Claus. Yeah, she's not really my style of bitch, but she's not bad looking. Doesn't she sell pictures of her shit?
She did during the pandemic because people were buying it.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I can't buy bottles of her bath water. Where do I buy her bath water?
This video of her getting fucked?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I just want to gargle with her bath water at nighttime.
Nice, man.
When I'm done brushing my teeth.
Where's Shotzi Blackheart? Yeah, I don't know if I can find it on this thing. Good word, man. Good for her. Oh, damn. Yeah, there's one. Her spreading her fucking... I don't know. That one might be fake. Shotzi welcomes Tony to cockpit.
If you can see the spiderweb titty tattoos, those are the ones. Or the hearts. I'm sorry. She has heart tattoos on her titties.
Good for her, man. Now I'm just watching porn while we podcast. I need to exit out some of these things.
Yeah, fucking buddy's getting hot over there.
Randomly the call's getting connected.
Nice, man. Poor dude. Yeah, man. Bitches be whores, man. They're all fucking whores. A wise man once told me even your mother was a whore at one point. And truer words have never been spoken.
I mean, mine was.
Mine definitely was.
I don't think mine was.
It happens. It probably was.
My dad's a fucking whore. I'm afraid that's in my room right now, though, so.
How is your dad's fucking arm?
Dude, he only needs fucking 4 stitches.
Damn. There was a lot of blood in that video, dude. I was scared to see what was under the fucking bandage.
I guess it only needed 4 stitches, but I guess it hit a fucking blood vessel.
Ugh. Fuck, dude.
So it was all, like, fucking leaking.
Dude, when I fucking hurt my hand, dude, that shit was fucking scary, dude.
Your dog bite was nothing compared to
no,
my
not
dog
the
bite.
Dog bite, the fucking knife, dude.
The picture that happened a couple weeks ago. Yeah,
it happened a couple months ago. Yeah.
On the song,
it happened
yeah.
like before the loony bin. Loony bin was like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
fucking
that's on I think that's on Blast Off, right?
Yeah, the picture, dude. Dude, that fucked
yeah.
me up, dude.
No, that was a good one, though. Yeah, that was definitely a good one.
Yeah, dude. I was like, I was having trouble staying conscious, dude. I'm a fucking retard, dude. Like, I'm literally a fucking retard.
But we know that.
I was going to say, that was hysterical. That feels redundant, saying it so many times.
I couldn't
hysterical
fucking...
I was in the middle of texting him, too. And then all of a sudden he just texts me. He's like, yeah, I just cut myself. And I'm like, oh, pussy. Like, obviously he didn't do anything that bad. And then fucking messages me again. He's like, no, dude. Like, it actually won't stop bleeding. He's like, I'm
going
to the hospital.
Dude, I was so scared, man. Dude, like, I literally thought I might just die right there. I was having trouble staying conscious, dude. Like, I lost so much fucking blood. I was laying on the couch, like, having trouble staying, like, awake, dude.
You did not lose that much blood. Dude.
I didn't lose that much blood, dude. I was fucking leaking.
There's like
dude.
No blood in your hand, guy.
Dude, there's a lot of blood in my hand, dude. In the fucking flap, my hand was like hanging off, dude.
He's not a normal man, okay?
Dude,
Joe, have I ever shown you my dog bite, dude?
I don't know. My thumbnail got ripped off by a fucking pit bull, dude. I have part pit bull blood in me.
My fucking arm got ripped off by a fucking Rottweiler,
like,
dude.
There were two pit bulls fighting. I tried to break it up. My fucking fingernail got fucking ripped off, and I got pit bull blood in my hand and, like, pit bull saliva in my hand, and it fused with my blood, and now I'm part pit bull and immune to coronavirus.
Yeah. I'm sorry, dude. I didn't realize I'd talk to you like,
It's true, dude. I'm fucking part pit bull. I'm part pit bull, and I'm immune to coronavirus.
Dude, I got my
true.
Arm basically fucking ripped off when I was in seventh grade.
You're part
pit bull,
then wear your fire beats. I said, Joe, if you're part pit bull, then wear your fire beats.
Culo! Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude, I didn't want to go to school, so it's fighting with my fucking dad. And the dog jumped up and fucking grabbed my arm and shook its fucking head.
Yeah,
dude, I had to get 60 stitches, dude.
You put the dog
nice.
Down?
No, we ended up giving him to a fucking a security place.
That's awesome.
Damn. Dude, I'm trying to get a fucking German Shepherd.
I want to keep the dog.
Dude, I'm trying to get a German Shepherd that looks just like Hitler's German Shepherd.
He'll rip your dogs apart.
Not if I get him when he's a puppy and then he fucking grows up with them.
That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Hitler had a German Shepherd named Blondie. He was like a Nazi all the way down to the pet names, dude. Like Blondie. And I'm trying to get one that like looks just like it. Yeah, dude. I'm trying to get one that looks just like it and name it Blondie and fucking just have it with me so these Jews know.
I told you I was gonna get the fucking SS on my chest. You were like, dude, don't do that.
Dude, I don't think a Nazi tattoo is like really the way to go, dude. Like, I mean,
probably not. I'm gonna co-sign that. That's how you get pulled up on.
Yeah, dude. You just have to think when you get tattoos, man. You just have to think when you get tattoos, man. Like, what if you get locked up? You know what I mean?
So I'll fucking join with the white boys, dude. I'll take my fucking shirt off and walk around all the niggers with it. I don't give a fuck, dude. Think I care, dude? I'm the last fucking person would care about
that's the life you're trying to live, dude. I guess I can't tell you not to live your truth, but
I don't give a single fuck, dude.
I wanted to make the Friday Night Super Show logo the SS Nazi logo for Super Show, but
I decided that
probably wasn't the best idea, and I didn't do it. So
that is
I would
not
say
the
that
best idea. Nope.
I would say getting it tattooed is probably debatably even a worse idea.
You have enough issues with trying to get your stuff in the shop, so you stop trying to ruin your business model by being edgy.
Yeah, dude, a fucking smoke shop in Austin, Texas stopped carrying my dab swords because I don't believe in the Holocaust, dude. Like,
bro, it's in Austin, Texas. What did you expect?
Yeah, I thought Joe Rogan lives there. They're supposed to have a sense of humor, but apparently
no,
not.
No, Austin's progressive. Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now, the only people that Holocaust jokes are funny to are Arabs.
Yeah, dude, I think they're pretty fucking awesome, dude.
Holocaust jokes are really only comfortable.
I also
I also
on my mushroom quest, I fucking figured out also why I don't like Jews, which is pretty crazy. I still don't like them.
Why?
So basically, when I was born, I fucking lived in Walpole until my parents got divorced. My mom's a whore. And then they fucking got divorced. And then I moved to West Stroxbury. And then on West Stroxbury, that was like the most fun I've ever had. Like, we lived on a street that was all Arabic people. And we just like hung out and like life was good. You know what I mean? And then my mom got married to the dude she was having an affair with and then took us to fucking Needham. And like my life kind of started kind of like sucking around then. And the town is like all Jews. So I was just like, the reason why my life must suck right now is obviously because of all these Jews. So I just started hating them from like fifth grade or third grade and then just hated them all the way up
so
till now.
So which part of you being having anti-Semitic tendencies is a struggle here? Because like, yup.
What do you mean?
You can have those feelings when you're trying to make a business and you're trying to make a brand, especially in an industry that is very liberal-leaning.
Yeah.
Might want
I mean,
to
dude,
consider
I,
the Holocaust jokes or at least, like,
I,
separate
dude,
Gavin
I
the Lad and the brand from the person.
I fucked up, dude. I fucked up because, so, like, when I got out of the loony bin, I still thought I was on a secret mission for Donald Trump, dude. So I downloaded Parler, naturally, and then I just started tweeting a bunch of stuff, or parlering a bunch of stuff about the Holocaust. I was like, this is obviously the next step.
So maybe you should should uninstall Parler. Maybe that should be a start, you know?
So I downloaded it, and then I screenshotted it, and one of the Parlers was the Holocaust ever happened. And then I put that on my Instagram story, and I was like, follow me on Parler, because I was like, obviously we're straight because Donald Trump has my back, so we're good. And then I fucking posted it, and then the smoke shop from Austin commented on it. It said, the Holocaust never happened, ? And I just put, that's what I heard. And then they unfollowed me and stopped talking to me. And then a smoke shop that's near them and owned by Palestinians placed a big order. So they must have gone to, like, spread the word that I'm not a fan of the Jews. And then this Palestinian smoke shop was like, how many swords can you sell us?
Well, does he know that they were dab swords and not real swords?
They're the man. The dude sent me a fucking snap. He's like, Habibi. He's like, Habibi, let's fucking kill him. And,
I know you might think the kill the Jews thing is, like, funny.
Yeah.
But, like, bro, you're forcing it. Calm down.
Also, dude, another reason why I think it's hilarious is not just because that me blaming them for, like, whatever – but it's also because I grew up in an extremely Jewish town, they taught the Holocaust, like, really extra, like, from a young age.
I went to school at Randolph, trust me, I get it.
Yeah, dude, like, it was
I never had
non-stop,
Jewish holidays off,
like,
until I moved to Randolph.
Oh, I didn't know there were a lot of Jews in Randolph. I thought that was more of a black people town.
But it wasn't for a while. It was mostly Jews for, like, years.
They have a Popeyes now, so it's pretty black. But
not really. Popeyes is owned by Canadians. Doesn't get much whiter than that.
Yeah, but from my personal experience, I think black people like Popeyes more than KFC.
Oh, yeah, but Chick-fil-A is still the best.
Chick-fil-A is trash.
Nah, dude, I fucking hate Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A garbage.
Chick-fil-A is amazing. They close on Sundays. They're good Christian people.
Yeah, they are good Christian people.
Yeah,
I
even
went
more
there.
Reason to burn them alive. I respect that.
I got Chick-fil-A.
Fuck Christianity. Fuck all religion.
The last time I got Chick-fil-A, the kid working the drive-thru said he liked my MAGA hats and my Tesla.
Yeah, it's so funny
that,
because they're Lord and Savior
on
Joe
the least
Biden.
Surprising thing I've heard all day.
it was pretty awesome.
White America, I could be one of your kids.
What America?
Could be.
But, like, yeah, nah. As far as food goes, Chick-fil-A is actually kind of whack.
So basically, like, it's like, dude, I'm fucking Armenian. My people got fucking genocided pretty hard. And they didn't mention it.
No, they didn't.
Yeah,
it was fake.
Shut up. All right.
It was fake. Never happened.
I go to
It's just as fake as the Holocaust.
Genocide was fake. Slavery's fake. It was all fake.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I can tell
slavery.
You slavery's not Look fake. What wasn't fake simply because that's how my country actually became.
Oh, did you see it with your own eyes?
No, but Cape Verde was literally like a giant slave warehouse before it became anything.
Okay, just believe whatever you read in the book.
If slavery's real, explain dinosaurs.
He's a half a nigger. That's why he's getting mad at us.
I mean, he's full over here. The ignorant hard R is for real over here, buddy.
Oh, my God. No, Cape Verde is in Africa, dude. He's African. He's a prideful African warrior.
And so where
even
do niggers come
South
from?
Africa is fucking killing each other.
This slave market's in Libya right now.
South Africa's
bite the fucking
curb over each other.
Bite
the fucking white people
curb.
Are shooting each other.
I still don't get how there are white people from Africa.
I've seen that movie several times, and like, my nigga, you'd have to shoot me. Period. I ain't never biting the curb for nobody. Put a fucking bullet in my head, nigga. That's the best you're gonna get.
I wonder if I would do that
before I would ask you to bite the curb because it's a lot softer and a lot easier.
Like, for real, though, like, anybody who actually voluntarily has bit a curb, dude. Like, the fuck is wrong with you?
I want to see...
Just take a bullet and stop being a bitch.
Dude,
I want to
see Seth Rollins tell a black wrestler to bite the curb before he curb stomps.
Oh, my gosh.
They would need to have enough black wrestlers to do that.
Isn't, like, the setup
yeah,
for the
wait,
WrestleMania
wait until,
supposed to be Roman Reigns?
Wait until Big E cashes in his briefcase this weekend.
Yeah,
he's going to win.
Yeah,
and then Seth Rollins is going to come in.
They should have a fucking bite the curb match. My eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up, guys. Or if they're trying to set up for WrestleMania to be Roman
Jew
Reigns
by Jew by Jew.
Like, isn't The Rock supposed to come back?
What I've read is supposed to be a Survivor Series, but it's not going to be a straight-up Roman versus The Rock
match.
Of course
not.
The Rock got a lot of movies, things coming out. So it would be...
Of course not. I just heard something
Uso
about
split.
Him coming back.
Everything I've read is basically you're going to have one of the Usos with The Rock, one of the Usos at Roman, and they do a tag match. Call it a day.
I wonder if one's going to be the leader of the Raw team and one might be the leader of the SmackDown team.
I don't know, but did y'all catch that promo between Cena and Roman?
Nah, fuck Cena. Cena's a bitch. He loves China.
Fuck that
China
fan
boy.
Shit. Let's
yeah,
kill
fuck
him.
Cena.
So you realize why he did that, right?
Oh, of course. I 100% realize why he did it. I 100% understand why he did it.
Okay, like, did you see the numbers that movie did in China?
Oh, God, yeah. It was gangbusters. And, I mean, yeah.
But, like can you blame
him
for getting this
shit
back?
About it.
I will do what, like, trust me. If I was him, I'd have did the same shit. The studio was like, yo, bro, you better fix that before they start talking some shit and not seeing our movie.
Cena's gone China so long ago, fucking dude speaks almost fluent Mandarin at this point.
Well, he lived there for like 2 years because he was doing a movie with Jackie Chan. He did one movie with him
bombed.
Or whatever. Oh, I'm sure it did, but like he ended up living out there because people in China were like, who's John Cena? Who, white boy from Boston?
Yeah, literally.
They weren't paying him no mind, so he was just living there.
You don't know
but,
me.
Like,
me can't see
like,
him. Me can't see anything.
Squad,
my eyes are not open.
Big American
yeah.
penis. John Cena, big American penis.
Between Suicide Squad and Fast 9, he had no choice but to bite. All right,
that new Suicide Squad
was
fire. Anybody,
yo,
you guys watched
that whole
Suicide?
Movie
that
was
gas so
from beginning to end.
You know what
I don't really realize, though? How gay Disney is.
Right?
You know what I don't
it
get?
Really
you can
you
see
Asia.
Exactly how handcuffed James Gunn was making Guardians of the Galaxy versus how much free reign he had over Suicide Squad.
I fucking love Margot Robbie is just perfect as Harley Quinn also. I mean, come on.
So, funny fun fact, I hated her as Harley in everything except that.
that made me have, like, a whole new, like, redemption arc. Because I tried to watch that Birds of Prey movie. It was garbage. I fell asleep twice.
It seemed like she watched the cartoon episode, that Harley Quinn show they made. It's like she was more of that.
Okay, yo,
Harley.
Have you watched that, though?
Yeah.
Harley Quinn.
That show is spectacular.
Harley Quinn is a fucking operation from the deep state to give fat bitches something to they can put on enough makeup on at Halloween.
Anything Harley Quinn's
fuckable.
Dad is Trump. Harley Quinn is just Donald Trump's daughter. Like, if anything, Donald Trump would be Harley Quinn's dad.
Yeah, I mean,
or uncle,
dude, the
maybe.
Bitch that plays Harley Quinn is in, like, mad shit.
Quentin Tarantino made her career by filming her feet. Like, Quentin Tarantino saw Margot Robbie's feet and was like,
we have watched ourselves in Margot's car. Taking down the zone.
So who invited
the
good old boy? And that's why black men steal your women. And that's why black men steal your women.
Yeah, I mean,
I've never had a woman.
Yeah,
it's because
we don't see you coming.
Black guy.
Too dark. Ah, got him.
But they feel it coming because the dick's so big.
Hey. I've never had anybody stolen by a fucking nigger.
Oh,
wow. There's a lot of hard R going on today.
Jesus.
Right.
Talking about
I know, and we already settled this, Ernesto.
Y'all talking a lot of hard R over here, Jesus.
I say, buddy, if you haven't recognized it already, you better recognize.
You know what I never realized? Every time you say salt and vinegar chips, you're only one letter off.
Salt and nigger chips?
That was a joke. Somebody on Kill Tony last week said, what are the three most racist foods? Watermelon, Kool-Aid, and vinegar.
Vinegar.
Fried chicken, vinegar.
Vinegar, yeah.
It's pretty funny. It's a pretty funny.
You know, I'm surrounded by a Doom Coon, an albino, and an inbred. What kind of fucking podcast is this?
Hey.
I'm almost the United Nations all the way around.
I could be black. Who knows?
That is
I'm
very
albino. True. I'm just black all
the Actually, Dylan, you know what? That's what I want to ask you, dude. Are albinos actually
Are you black?
No, you can tell the difference. You can see an albino black.
You can see an albino black person. Their hair they have the same like texture hair, big nose, big lips. They
Dylan
have the same
straight
features,
hair.
They have no melanin.
Dylan's hair is more like Gandalf.
He's half black.
I mean,
yeah.
The good half.
I'm like half black. You know, I'm Italian.
I mean, that definitely counts.
That's my buddy.
I'm Italian and Irish. You know, I'm just a white version of black.
Mm. Yeah,
that's what I am too. Where like we get the Henry Hill disease.
Yeah. In that movie, the fucking mother's like, oh, she said you're half Jewish, and he's like, yeah, the good half, and he like tucks his cross in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tucks the fucking.
Oh, that movie was amazing.
Personally,
Jew
dude,
singing.
I got Casino above Goodfellas on my fucking greatest of all times list.
I'll put Casino above Goodfellas.
I just like the acting in Goodfellas. Casino
is a great fucking movie, dude.
Oh yeah,
Casino
it's
had a
better
story. Goodfellas, I like the acting better.
Yeah, well, Goodfellas.
I like the acting
Casino had the better story, hands down.
Yeah, well,
like,
the thing is Goodfellas like actually is the true story, and they took a lot
exactly,
of liberties
dude.
With Casino. Casino is. Based on the true story, they used fake names. Mm-hmm. They like used the fake name of a casino that it wasn't actually called the Tangiers or the Stardust. And dude.
It's just funny because the
and
Tangiers
now,
was also wasn't that an actual casino also though the Tangiers?
Dude, isn't it?
I believe it was.
I don't know.
The name is very familiar. I feel like I've heard it elsewhere, and I know it's just not from a video game.
They have
isn't
the Tangier outlets at Foxwoods.
Isn't it sad, though, that fucking Robert De Niro's, like, getting too old now?
Yeah, it's not.
He's
fixed
that movie last year, and now we got CGI and shit.
There's one in Morocco.
They'll keep them alive forever, dude. Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, and Robert De Niro are never going to die.
De Niro will die within 10 years.
Dude,
so can I ask a question? How all y'all like MAGA motherfuckers like Robert De Niro?
Because he's probably taking an idea when he says he doesn't like Trump.
Actor.
Well, no,
no, oh, he ain't acting.
Look at it. The way I look at it is these guys are just big old court jesters. Whatever they say outside of acting, I can give a flat ass about. They're just a normal person outside the big screen. Like, I don't give a fuck about their political view. If you take your political view from an actor,
exactly,
you're retarded.
Dude.
Dylan
so
just
then,
said it best.
Same thing,
dude,
same
thing about John
Cena. I watch their movies.
Now, China's different,
John
though.
Cena, I don't
fuck
really
China.
Watch
no,
wrestling anymore,
no, it's
though.
Not. It's all the
yeah,
same.
Like I said, I
no,
just love giving Cena
not,
shit about
when you're
it.
Watching, when you're watching a movie, you're watching the movie for who
if
they're
you,
playing. You're
if
not
you
watching
like,
it for who they are.
If you like or don't like an American is completely different than if you fucking support a foreign superpower that wants to fucking topple our country.
Can I? Didn't we just have this conversation like at the beginning of this podcast? America
yeah,
needs
did,
an enemy.
Yeah.
To,
I don't
I
think
here
America
for
needs
hour.
An
yeah,
enemy.
Though.
America
yeah.
needs an enemy. It doesn't matter which way you slice it, who it is. America constantly needs a boogeyman. Like if you notice, remember when like,
it's
oh my God, we killed Al Qaeda, they're gone, and out of nowhere it was like, oh, we got ISIS.
We never
like,
killed
America.
That was Obama's fault. We should have pulled out right after we killed Osama. We were there. We got him. That was
exactly,
it. Good to you.
Exactly.
America,
that's what we
America
were there for.
Needs. Wait, you mean to tell me that where he found bin Laden in Qatar, not even in Afghanistan?
No, I'm
you
just saying
that?
The original thing was the one we went there to go kill the dude. So after
it's
we did that,
he was
man, we should have came back and regrouped.
Dylan, he was never there.
Yeah, so we should have came back and regrouped.
Who? Saudi Arabia should have been the country that people went after.
So is Ernesto a fucking Biden supporter?
I am a common sense supporter. How's that? I never supported the reality. I never supported the reality TV show failed businessman.
I was all for Andy Yang. I don't know why anybody didn't vote for Yang,
brother.
Tell
Andy was probably my best choice. She was the one that I wanted.
How do you explain the homosexual?
Because Yang.
How do you explain the homosexual in the White House? How do you explain the homosexual in the White House with the fucking nails making the TikToks? What is that? That is not the America I want to live in.
Yo, Dylan.
That is how we get killed by terrorists. That is literally saying, hey, Taliban.
We get killed. You know how we get killed by terrorists? Is you have a president with a really low approval rating, wipe out two buildings.
Shut up, Ernesto.
Who, Biden?
Fucking Dylan.
Did you just tell me to shut up, Cracker? Hold on, wait. Who the hell did you just tell us?
You better go put a blade of grass in your mouth, motherfucker, and go count how many teeth you got left. The fuck this look like? You don't tell me to shut up. The hell?
You said you were Dominican, and you sound like a fucking hillbilly, dude.
He's not Dominican.
Over here, wildin'.
Oh, my God.
I'm out here wilding, dude.
Shut up. We're not talking about 9/11.
Shut the fuck up.
Wilding.
No,
wilding.
You actually wouldn't, but keep trying.
Yes,
what
I
is it with
would.
All the white boys on your show, Joe, that think they could kick my ass or something? Like, that's really a problem with me.
Am I the only one who just talks to children?
You sound more white than me, and I couldn't
paint
my
That's fine. Why? Because I have a vocabulary?
White.
God forbid. Oof. Yeah, no. A smart half-black man didn't think you had one of those.
Vocabulary, dude. You just sound more white than I sound.
Cool.
And you're fucking half a nigger.
Sure am.
Oh
and I'll still
God,
fuck
dude.
Your mama, your sister, your girl, all of them, and they'll come back for
Get
more.
Adam.
I'll send you the clip.
I will
put all your whole family and your girl on my homegirl's OnlyFans and be like, look, I just fucked a hillbilly.
I will give you $333,000 if you do that.
I mean, challenge accepted. Where are numbers at? I'll call them right now.
All right, I'll give you the numbers. What's your number? I'll text them to you.
All I gotta say is I know where the clit is.
This one time, me and Tom were supposed to box,
what's your
and
number,
I was trying to pay his sister to walk you out to
cracker.
The rig.
All right, you're a fucking idiot, dude. You're not even gonna give me a number.
Why you want my number, you fag? Jesus Christ, I ain't doing
it. Yeah, Will, you don't need to three fight people on a
you
fucking Tuesday, dude.
Number.
Chill out.
I mean, I'll do it on
I'll
a Wednesday.
I'll send you all of their numbers.
You can send it to my email. There you go. That's like go fuck yourself at google.com.
Nobody emails, dude. It's 2021. What are you fucking 45 years
nobody
old?
Nobody emails, motherfucker. You should see my email. What the hell?
You should see
emails
mine too.
Kind of for old
fucking
people.
1,800 unread messages.
That sounds like a personal problem with you and your lack of reading
eyes
ability.
I've seen the glory of the trashing of the zoo.
Oh my god, it's getting out of control. But what
know,
else
I'm
did
just,
I have
I'm
in my
fucking
notes?
I'm just fucking around, Ernesto.
I've been writing podcast notes. Why I hate gays and Jews and liberals. I already talked about that. Hitler's Olympics I wanted to talk about. Yeah, dude. They had a fucking Olympics in Nazi Germany, dude. Do you know that Hitler is responsible for the format of, like, all the Olympic ceremonies? That's all from Hitler? Because Hitler was like, I want to put on a big fucking show to show everybody
yeah,
how
exactly.
great Nazi
where they,
Germany is.
Where they stand. Where they stand
yeah,
for
dude.
The anthem. But these niggers, other than that one nigger that won, they don't fucking stand for it.
You know what
Why
actually does? You know what actually does kind of like upset me a little bit is that like they made a whole new national anthem for black people, and now there's going to be like a white national anthem and a black
oh,
national
wait,
anthem.
That,
it's like,
Joe,
didn't
was
we
serious?
Like? I thought segregation was
that?
Over. Like that now, are we trying to bring segregation back now? Is that what China's done to us? Like,
There's no such thing as segregation.
That's a bull. That's a lie.
I mean, I don't think there's anything
lie.
Wrong with, like, wanting to be around your type of people. Like, when I lived around all Arabs, they're pretty fucking sweet. And then, like, I go live around all these Jews and it sucks. It's like, now I live in, like, the hood. I'm around, like, mainly black people. And I like black people. I'm comfortable living around black people. I trust them more than white people. So, it's pretty sweet. But if it was, like, an Arab hood, that would be, like, the ultimate shit, you know?
Yeah, it'd be like the fucking Taliban, dude.
Yeah, dude.
There's no race that's quite good as
white. I'm genetically predisposed to terrorism. Like how there's genetic
yeah.
things.
And
you know,
you
you're,
wonder
you're
why
more
they
likely
put you
to
in a
COVID.
Fucking mental home.
Yeah, dude. They can't handle it.
Like,
them,
this
dude.
Motherfucker is definitely going to kill some Asians. He has the profile.
Dude, I was walking around.
You start
around
saying,
oh,
Allah Akbar, bro, and I guarantee you Secret Service is at your
I'm
door.
I'm starting to think it was Ernesto that called them on you.
Maybe. Dude, I was walking around the loony bin looking in all the cameras doing the fucking Chris Benoit thing. I was just trolling them.
What, the cut throat?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It was wild, man. I thought I was saving
Joe,
America,
do you
want
to come
man.
To fucking? Do you want to come to Raw with me and my pops and my cousin who's got fucking severe autism in September?
Yeah, dude, we'll probably be on the same page.
Yeah, and you will, dude. You'll both be fucked. Dude, that's who I went with that time where I saw your sign. Remember that video I took?
Yeah.
I was with him
and
my dad.
I was kind of a fucking dickhead that night, dude. I had some guy and his son had to move sections because I wouldn't take my sign down. But,
yeah, fuck them,
I mean,
dude.
Yeah, dude, I paid money to fucking be there, and
exactly,
I was on camera.
Dude.
Like, my sign was on camera. This guy's like, can you please take it down? I'm like, no. Like, it's on the fucking
yeah.
camera right now. Like, I'm not, fuck you and fuck your son. My shit's on the camera, bitch. You know what I mean? Like,
are
I'm
you
on
talking about
TV.
Son, Joe, Jesus Christ. Save the children.
Nah, dude, I mean, save America. Save the children.
Fuck the children.
Trump 2024.
Should have just started singing it, you know? My eyes
yeah.
have seen the glory.
It was, I was actually, yeah, I mean, dude, it was an eventful fucking night. Fucking WWE,
that was
man.
When you were
I'm glad
Chloe,
it's back.
Right?
Yeah, dude. I went to that with her and Patrice. And,
well, dude, bring your gook, and we'll fucking, we'll all meet up there.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude.
I already have tickets to it. My dad bought tickets to it because my cousin has to go.
What fucking date is it?
I don't know. It's Raw, September. It's the Raw that's in Boston in September.
At the end of the day, dude, fucking...
It's a Monday.
AEW.
I mean, I don't know what the date is.
It's September 13th. Yeah, I'll go, man. Fucking... oh, yeah, it won't let me go to the website with a fucking VPN. Ticketmaster doesn't let you have a fucking VPN going when you fucking go there. It's fucking gay. But,
what are you,
no,
fucking
like, dude, like,
Joe Rogan?
Yeah, dude, I have to use a VPN, dude. I'm fucking trolling the Chinese government, dude. You think I can just not use a fucking VPN?
Joe, you should get into doing the fucking card breaks, dude. You have the money to do it. Joe. Hello? Yo. Yo.